What's up, guys? Welcome to the Extremely Biased Sports Podcast. We're your hosts, like every time. I'm Alex.
I'm Jerry.
And I'm Nick.
All right, guys. So I think we all had a pretty fun weekend this weekend with our first week of fantasy.
You know something pretty funny? When we did the intro, I almost said, I'm Nick.
It wasn't a good week. I lost.
I had a fantastic week fantasy.
You know, I lost. I stand behind my team. I was two of my starters. And I lost by like 5 points.
Chubb gave me like freaking 3 points.
Don't get me wrong, bro. During that Steelers game, I was like, who would be willing to take Saquon from me? I was like, that's the whole.
Oh, yeah. He was garbage.
I'll take him
right now.
No. Take him right now. He will do better.
He will.
I just think the Steelers defense is that good.
I don't think so.
I think it is.
The Giants offense is that. I mean, the Giants offensive line. The Giants offense
is a little bit of both.
But I actually do think it's a mix of both, like realistically.
Yeah, probably. I mean, the Steelers are going to have a good defense, but like we're going to talk about that game a little bit later, I guess. Yeah. Maybe.
But, maybe. But other than that, it was pretty good. I beat him for the second year in a row, first week.
I beat all him because last of a tight end to get the third place.
I lost the first game of the season third. 2 years in a row, baby.
I intentionally threw that game last year so I can get the four. The plan was to get the fourth seed if we were in like an order, but
we intentionally threw that game.
Yeah, I mean, I freaking lost because Nick Chubb gave me like 4 points. He was garbage against the Ravens.
Yeah, I kept looking at your team because I remember you were Kyler Murray and like you know how like. He did, but like he got 6 more points.
Yeah, it wasn't that much of a big deal.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Because of rushing yards.
Big Ben got 21 and Kyler Murray got 27.
No, Big Ben got 22 and Kyler got 26.
Something like that.
Well, Big Ben threw 2-3 touchdowns. He did have a good game. I know he didn't throw for a lot of yards, though.
No, he didn't. But what helped Kyler was the rushing.
What, he had like 200 yards, though?
He had like 200 something like that.
I mean, in fantasy, it's not that good. That's like 4 points, I think, in terms of rush.
Oh, yeah, fantasy was, yeah, of course.
I mean...
He had 229 yards.
If you watched the
game,
Ben Roethlisberger did pretty bad in the first half. Let's be honest.
100%. Oh, yeah.
The whole time I was watching this game with my father, as I do every Steelers game. And I was like, you know, he looks fine, but I think it's time. Yeah. And he was like, I agree.
No, yeah, I think
it's time. It's time.
Yeah, like this is last year.
We're going to go into the games later, but there are multiple teams that I see have to make a quarterback change after this year. All right.
And kicker changes.
Oh, many kicker changes. Jesus Christ, the kickers were terrible this year. So, like, the first thing we want to get into was actually our performance of the week for the NFL games.
Yes, sir.
Who's your pick, Nick?
Nick or
Nick,
Jerry?
Nick? You're pointing at me.
Who's your pick, Jerry?
Maserati Mitch. Mitch Trubisky. Maserati. Bro, I honestly think, like, he's getting his shit together. Because he's just like,
I mean, he looked good.
Okay,
it's possible. But like, let's be honest. Like the first 3 quarters of the game, it was classic Mitch Trubisky.
Classic Mitch.
Absolutely terrible.
But still, like he's like trying to like, you know, constantly improve. And it's like, because he must hear this shit every day about the 10th overall pick and like blah, 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 how they traded for it. So he must hear this shit all the time. And especially like bringing in Nick Foles, bringing in stuff like that. So he had competition. You know, I feel like that's kind of like.
No, yeah, it's a motivation in a way.
Exactly, because like the last couple of years, he's just like, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? Yeah. But now it's like, there's an option.
Start him. I dare you.
But now there's an option. And honestly, if he keeps it up like this, I think he'd be comeback player of the year.
Really?
I think so. If he keeps up this pace or even improves, comeback player of the year.
I mean, there's like we made our picks for comeback player of the year, but there's so many players this weekend that made themselves eligible to win comeback player of the year.
100%.
You have Aldon Smith from the Cowboys did nasty. You have Cam Newton did nasty.
Cam Newton, great.
Ben Roethlisberger did nasty. And now you have Mitchell Trubisky, who's not coming back from an injury, but he's just coming back from being trash
garbage.
Last season.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I'm rooting for him just for like what you said. Like he hears all the time, oh, the Bears traded up to draft him before Mahomes and Watson. So like in a way, like the things that the knocks against Mitchell Trubisky aren't really his fault.
Exactly.
So it's just good to see him like succeed.
And I've also told you this personally, like I feel so bad for him because of all that. Like I actually feel like pity for him.
No, yeah. The first time, like right after he got drafted, he went to a Bulls game and like the entire arena started booing him. That just sucks.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
That's pretty heartbreaking.
Yeah.
The team you're gonna play quarterback for is like, fuck you.
And I feel like there's so many things. Like I feel like even if you would have thrown Patrick Mahomes in there, you know, not to get too off topic, but if you would have thrown Patrick Mahomes into the Bears system.
It's still kind of
he would not be the player.
Allen Robinson, and then you have two.
He would not be the player he is today.
No.
Oh, I mean, okay, he wouldn't be as.
That's
good.
What I'm trying to say because I feel like a lot of
still
Bears
be better than
Bears
what
fans try to tell themselves that.
Yeah,
that they would have gotten the Super Bowl MVP, and they would have gotten the Super Bowl, and they would have gotten the blah blah blah.
Okay,
they wouldn't have.
I don't know, but I mean, okay, if you would have started him his rookie year, I do think he needed to sit behind a quarterback for a year. I don't think the Bears had that quarterback in
and
place.
And I think surrounding him with all those weapons, and I think Andy Reid's coaching is just like, it's.
I mean, Matt Nagy also is. I think Matt Nagy comes from the Andy Reid coaching tree. I think he came from Kansas City.
Yes, you're correct.
So, like, he would have had somewhat, not obviously it's not Andy Reid himself, but it's like somewhat the same tree of coaching. So, that's a what if scenario that we can talk about one time.
That's for another time.
All right, Nick, who's your pick?
I have two. I have.
You got to pick one.
I have two.
Okay, same.
The rules are one.
Okay, if I had to pick one, honestly, I think Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yes, sir. He looked
pretty good.
LSU pride, baby.
He had like 138 yards, like a touchdown. Like, he looked pretty good. And now, like, Kansas City has a good running game. So, like, now they have, like, an unstoppable offense. Whoa, defense. Yeah. Offense. So, like, I think it's going to be very exciting to watch him this year. But my backup pick was Mark Andrews.
Yeah, both players did really good. I mean, what I want to say about Clyde Edwards-Helaire is, like, when you think about the Chiefs and when they were at their peak was when they had Kareem Hunt.
Like, they did.
Mm-hmm. That was their peak. Yeah. And now they were nasty. That offense was pretty much unstoppable. You couldn't really do anything because you had Kareem Hunt, who was nasty from the ground. And then obviously you had Mahomes just throwing Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, DeMarcus Robinson, all these guys.
Exactly.
So just like now, I feel like they're back at their peak form. And they're probably going to be even better than they were last season. Just you can't just drop all your defenders back into pass coverage because now you have to defend the running back. And then now you can't stack the box because you have to worry about Mahomes.
Yeah, it's just going to be great.
So,
who'd you pick?
For me? I'm going Josh Jacobs, baby. That was my pick for Offensive Player of the Year. Hey, you guys could say that I'm biased. 25 carries, biased. 93 yards.
He had like 3 touchdowns, right?
4 receptions, 46 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Honestly, if he keeps those stats up, bro, that could be good. That could be a top.
Like I was watching that game because they were going up to Panthers.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, but I mean, there was like no defense being played in that game.
Oh, no.
And I'll be the first
one
to say.
Like an all-star game.
Yeah, exactly. But also, like the defense started adjusting for Josh Jacobs because Henry Ruggs went out. And like the first, and not in the first quarter, like, but he went out throughout the game. He just got hurt. So then they started like, oh, we're going to stop somebody. We're going to stop him. But he just kept on running.
Yeah.
Love that guy.
I think if Josh Jacobs keeps up that type of production value, he could be like, since we were talking about fantasy earlier, that could be a top 3, bro.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. That's why I drafted him at 5. Bang, bang.
Yeah, he was the first pick.
I drafted him at 5. I mean, okay, you got to think. I was between Dalvin Cook, Josh Jacobs and Michael Thomas.
Yeah, you went good there.
And you picked the correct decision.
And I picked correctly. Yeah. All right. So the next thing we wanted to do was predict the division winners for all the NFL, for around the NFL.
Yes,
so
sir.
The first division we're going to go over is the AFC North.
The AFC North.
All right, Nick, now it is your turn.
I picked the Ravens winning the division.
Yeah, easy.
Like it's like they have the easiest schedule.
I do.
I don't even think it's the easiest schedule. I just think they're
well, they're that
team.
Good.
They're
team.
The best team.
They're the better.
They're
team.
That good of a team.
Yeah.
But like, the easy schedule helps. But just as they're that good.
Have to admit the truth here. They are the better team.
I mean, come playoff time, I will be completely anti Ravens, and I don't think they're going to do anything in the playoffs. Like
me
always.
Me either.
But they're built for the regular season. You got to think like they have an unstoppable offense for like when you're adjusting for like. When, like, everything's not on the line, like, is it just going throughout the regular season? Mm-hmm. Like, just having to deal with, now you have J.K. Dobbins, you have Mark Ingram, you have Lamar Jackson, Marquise Brown.
Hollywood Brown.
Yeah, like 20 yards of muscle. Now he's become nasty. He's fit to be a number one now.
It's,
And the improvements they made on defense. Like, they made the Browns look like absolute children. They look like the Ferguson football team.
They made it look like a JV game.
It was so bad.
I can't.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens when they play the Steelers.
Yeah. I mean,
I think the first time they play the Steelers is actually the Thanksgiving game.
Oh, for real? Oh,
Steelers Ravens cool. Thanksgiving.
I mean, I have Ravens winning, but I also have like the Steelers like second.
Yeah.
And then the Browns too. Last.
No. I think the Browns won the better than the Bengals.
No, I don't think so.
I'm putting in my trust. I do think they'll make the playoffs eventually.
Eventually.
No. Never.
But don't worry for Jerry. Like, I will be admitting defeat soon in this topic. We're going to go over it soon. All right. Next is the AFC East.
Bills.
Yeah. But the Patriots second.
Great debate. I mean, I think the Patriots won't have a bad record. I think they'll still go positive. I think they'll go like a 9-7.
Yeah.
But I think the Bills are like built for like a 13-3 team, man.
I don't know. I think okay, the Patriots did look good this weekend, but I think it's like
they were also
it's because of a lot
Dolphins.
Of things.
Still Dolphins.
You got to think Brian Flores, who's obviously comes up with the defensive schemes for the Dolphins defense. Mm-hmm. He has no film to go off of what Cam would look like in a Bill Belichick offense.
That's what a lot of teams suffer from this year. And we'll get into that when we talk about the actual games. But, yeah.
So, I do think, they looked good. Cam looked like the old Cam, whatever. But, like, the lack of offensive weapons and that's another thing we will talk about. Yeah. But just I don't know if they're going to be able to sustain that throughout the season. And I do think, like, I don't know. Honestly, like, before going into the season, I thought they would end up with 6-10. Now I think they'd probably end up like 7-9, 8-8. Just they lost a lot of pieces on defense. They lost Tom Brady, which is the biggest piece on offense. But they replaced him with Cam, who's a good replacement.
That's yeah, a good replacement. I like him.
But I just don't know. I mean, they're like a complete wild card, if we're being honest. Like, mm-hmm. All you can really rely on is Bill Belichick and his, like, great standard of coaching.
But Bills.
With that being said, Bills. Josh Allen just needs to cut out the fumbles. That's why he wasn't my performance of the week.
And Stephon Diggs needs to get touchdowns.
Oh, well, I mean, he's just there, like, you got to think he really helped out John Brown.
I need touchdowns for Fassi.
Pickup of the week. What can I say? But moving on, we're going into the AFC West. Another very easy decision to make for all of us.
The Chiefs.
The Raiders. That was a joke. The Chiefs.
Oh, okay.
Chiefs.
I mean, like, being honest, like,
Chiefs are going back to back.
Yeah. The Broncos and the Raiders could be, like, very competitive in the division. Could make it rough for the Chiefs. Could but make like, a wild card. Like we were talking about earlier, the Chiefs, unstoppable.
Back to back.
Back to back.
I actually think they could.
They can.
Oh, it's very possible they go back to back. I mean, I don't see anybody in the AFC stopping them from going to a championship.
No.
The NFC is like where it gets a little bit more intense. Tricky.
The Chargers are going to be last in their division, though.
Oh, yeah.
Chargers are going to have a top 5 pick again.
They're going to take Trevor Lawrence. Oh, my God. All right. Next in the AFC South, who you guys got?
What division was that? The Titans.
Really?
I changed my mind.
Oh, my God. You changed your mind like 5 minutes.
No.
You're the Texans?
Yeah.
That's bro, disgusting. They look so bad.
I think, but like it's the first game of the season.
Yeah, I 100%. And they didn't have a full offseason. I understand that.
And they lost D-Hop. So like
it's going to be a tough adjustment. The Texans are a prime example of that the preseason needs to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Prime
example. And the Bucks too.
Dude. I think like Bill O'Brien, like I think this is the year he gets fired. I think they're going to have a disappointing season.
Bozo alert.
Yeah, Bozo alert.
Bozo alert.
100%.
But I don't think the Titans are going to win the division.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't think the Titans look great.
No, they're fucking boring.
Oh, no, but that's their game. They're not an exciting team.
They didn't look good.
I think they're going to win.
Well, they did miss a lot of kicks, too.
Yeah,
they missed. This guy missed 3 kicks, I think, right? That's 9 points.
Yeah.
They would have won by 11. That's a pretty convincing win.
I don't think they're going to... Yeah, how do I say this? I think they're going to win like a 9-7, bro.
Yeah,
like,
it could be.
I think this is going to be like... I mean, like kind of what we saw with the NFC East last year. How it was just like 4 garbage teams. That's what I feel like we're going to say.
Yeah, I mean, the Titans are the best team out of those, in my opinion. Just like I think that they're the most consistent. The Colts, they just lost to the Jaguars. We don't even speak about that, but we will talk about that game.
That's
shameful. The Texans got absolutely manhandled by the Chiefs.
They didn't lose by that much.
Oh, no. It was way worse than the score.
Oh, because they looked horrible.
Watson scored in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So that's why it's garbage time.
But like we'll talk about that game later. Because like they missed a field goal that could have
been. They looked absolutely terrible.
They missed an early field goal that would have been 10-14. So then it was 7-14.
It's absolutely
terrible. No, I know. Like, I can't defend that. But, like.
Absolutely terrible.
I think they'll beat the Titans. But not by much.
No, I don't think so. I think the Titans are a better coached team. I like Mike Vrabel. I think they have a better defense.
Jadeveon County looked good.
And just in offense, you have Derrick Henry. Who the hell's going to tackle that 6'3 running back?
Earl Thomas.
Not me.
Just hit him.
Yeah, the Texans should sign Earl Thomas. That'll help him win.
Yeah, but Jadeveon County looked good.
Yeah, Jadeveon Clowney did look good. That's what I'm saying. I just think, like, overall, you have A.J. Brown who didn't even have a terrible game.
Yeah, he didn't have a good game.
Corey Davis did good. Finally,
I thought 84 is A.J. Brown. So I'm like, this guy's fucking popping off. It was Corey Davis. I was like,
Brown in 84 would give me just deep PTSD, bro. Deep PTSD.
All right, so we're going to move on to the NFC now. NFC North, who you guys got?
The Packers, baby.
Yeah, easy Packers.
Honestly, it's like I just think every other team lacks. Even though I think Trubisky would have a better year,
but it's
every team.
Going into the season, I would have said the Vikings. But
I would have said that too.
But also, I just think the Packers trading up to draft Jordan Love and then going the second round and drafting a backup to his already star running back, idiot moves. I think they lit a fire under him and he's trying to prove everyone that he's back to
himself. Looks good. Aaron Rodgers looked good.
Yeah, he threw 4 touchdowns. Yeah. He looked amazing.
He was freaking. Yeah. Great.
I just think that's going to be too much. Obviously, the defense, absolute trash, but they got to fix that. They can make some moves.
Work in progress. Trash cakes.
And then now we're going to the NFC East. I know you guys are going to be against me on this.
Yeah, if you say everyone's against you.
It's the Eagles.
No.
It's the Cowboys.
It's the Cowboys.
It's America's team. The Cowboys. The team that just lost.
You lost to the Washington football team.
Yeah, okay. But there's
you know who's leading Washington that division right now?
The Washington football team. So why are we choosing the Washington football team since week one so important? Let's go. Exactly. Get out of here.
Your team is horrible.
My team is horrible, right? Yes. Right? That's what you want to say? So who won the division last year?
We're talking about this year.
Yeah, I know. But who cares about last year? Who won it, right? So then last year, he won the division with no receivers, right? He comes into this game going against the Washington football team, who the best part of the Washington football team is their defensive line, right? Yeah.
Had a fantastic game.
Yeah. The Philadelphia Eagles offensive line, absolute trash because they're all hurt. So then what happens with Carson Wentz, and I'm not saying it's a good game for him. It was an absolute trash game from him.
He got sacked 8 times.
He did?
I didn't watch that. Yeah, I put that like half on the offensive line, half on him. Because the thing is also when like you don't have great receivers, you start having to try and do things like for yourself. Also, his running back was out, Miles Sanders. Mm-hmm. Is another reason. So he just starts trying to make plays. And obviously, like last year, he did have to make those plays in order for them to make the playoffs. So he probably just came in being like, oh, like, I have to make these plays for this team to try and be competitive. But the truth is, like,
and again,
they were up 17-0. What happened?
They missed a field goal, too.
All these kickers have been trash. But what is it? He was up 17-0. If the team, he was just putting the team in a position to lose with those plays in the second half. But whatever. I still think the Eagles are going to be a good team. Obviously, the offensive line needs to heal up. Miles Sanders is projected to play this week. And yeah, I saw that. The receivers, like, I don't know if I can know. I mean, Jalen Reagor is a rookie, so it's hard to put him as the number one receiver. And DeSean Jackson, him and James Conner seem to hang out a lot, if you guys understand what I'm trying to say with that. All right, so now we're moving on to the NFC West. Let's go.
Seahawks. Really?
Yeah. I mean,
he told me this before you got here.
Yeah, 49ers are banged up. I mean, their number one wide receiver right now is Kendrick Bourne. Hopefully Ayuk plays this week. But even then,
they just signed
Mohamed Sanu. But like
that's a waste of a sign.
That's a waste of a sign. Yeah, I agree. For that, we move on to like make a move for one of the two guys we're gonna talk about soon. But what I heard about Mohamed Sanu from like the guy that went on the Pat McAfee show, mm-hmm. he's glacial, can't create separation. How does that help anybody?
glacial.
You can't create separation. Be slow as shit. Like that's not gonna help this team. And I just think Jimmy G like. It's not his fault. I mean, George Kittle went out. They were doing good in the first half. George Kittle then got hurt. Obviously, he's not going to come back for 100%. Mm-hmm. Then you have to rely on Jordan Reed, who's another guy who tends to hang out with DeSean Jackson and James Conner. Mm-hmm. It's just offensive. And then you have Kendrick Bourne, and I don't even know who the other receivers are. I mean, honestly, like they're just absolute trash. But whatever. And like going into why I picked Seattle is just the first half of the season for the 49ers is actually pretty easy. Going into the second half of the season,
they have a pretty hard schedule.
It gets pretty rough. For the Seahawks, it's the absolute opposite.
Yeah.
They start off with a pretty rough first half, and then two of their last four games are against the Jets and the Washington football team.
Easy dubs.
Yeah, dog. Like
easy dubs.
I think the 49ers are going to make the playoffs, and they'll be competitive, and I think they have a chance of repeating to go to the Super Bowl.
Nah.
No.
Yeah.
Nah.
All right, but you guys didn't pick them to go to the Super Bowl last year, so that's okay.
But they lost.
They were up 20-10. It doesn't matter. I mean, they still made it. Where was your team? Your team lost in the first round.
No, remember second place.
Your team lost in the first round.
You don't.
My team's currently 1-0.
My team's 1-0.
All right, my team is 1-0 too. Jacksonville Jaguars.
See, this is when he's proud to be a Jaguars.
Yeah.
Fan. He never mentioned them last next year when we draft Trevor Lawrence. Before. But you know,
and you're not.
When they win, he's like, I'm a Jaguars fan.
Well, we're gonna get Trevor Lawrence, and then I'll buy the jersey or Justin Fields. I'll be fine with the other one.
Jesus Christ!
I think we'll get Justin Fields.
All right. So now we're moving on to the NFC South. I think this is pretty easy.
Yeah, the Saints.
Yeah. I mean, the Bucs look pretty bad on Monday, but I do think they're going to get better.
Yeah, they will.
I think it was just like a hard matchup without no preseason.
And then Mike Evans didn't practice until like,
going into that difficult matchup. But I do think they are going to hurt without having Michael Thomas. But
that's true.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to hurt. But then again, but thank God he did sign Emmanuel Sanders.
Exactly. Yeah, he didn't do much for the last game. He had like one catch.
But then like the same thing that happened with the Bills where like Stephon Diggs didn't do that good.
No, but I'm saying like it's not like a, like they only rely on him. Like they're good enough with it. Like,
yeah. I mean, that also is because the same thing is like they double cover him and they leave Emmanuel Sanders on 1-on-1. So it works out that way. But so now we're going to go on to some quick news, like updates from this NFL week. I mean, Zach Ertz, it came out that he got in a verbal altercation with GM Howie Roseman.
What did he say?
A verbal.
I have no idea. Probably called him a cracker if you want to be
honest. Whoa.
I'll pay the fine.
So then, like, this just comes to the question. Do you think the Eagles are going to trade Ertz? And, like, if they do, what teams do you think would be interested in him?
I'm going to say my team first because called this beforehand.
Go ahead.
The Cowboys.
Oh, my God.
America's
like,
team.
You made America's a great team. Point. They're not going to trade someone in their same division, but Cowboys do need a tight end because they just lost like their number one tight end who got injured and he's like out for the season. So they could use a tight end, and I think they can.
It depends on what the Cowboys give up,
though. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to trade it in the division, I'm assuming that they have to give like some massive compensation. Yeah. So it'd have to be like a first-round pick or something, and like a first-round pick with the player. I just don't know if the Cowboys are willing to do that. I mean, let's be honest. The Cowboys don't need any more weapons. It's not another... Like, if Dak loses and does bad this season, it's not because he didn't have a tight end.
Yeah.
He has two first-round pick wide receivers. He has Michael Gallup, who established himself as a solid number two last year. And he has the number one running back in the NFL.
Then my second team, which we all agree on, or like someone else agree on, was the Patriots.
Yeah, I do agree with the Patriots.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
it's valid.
I mean, you got to think, like, they lost Gronk. And obviously, Gronk was a huge piece of their offense, like, in the past. Then for Cam Newton's just really good at playing with good tight ends. I mean, you look at Greg Olsen from the past, like, 10 years. Like, he pretty much made himself an NFL career. I mean, a Hall of Fame career just from playing with Cam Newton. So that'd be a solid addition for Cam Newton. Obviously, the Patriots are one of those teams that are lacking receivers. And I think Zach Ertz would help that. 100%. Yeah. I mean, like, you got to think. He'd probably become the number one option pretty quickly.
Yep.
Yeah. And then for me, I'd probably say the Patriots would probably be my team. I mean, that's what I was thinking too.
Yeah.
There's honestly no reason. And I think this is like going to happen because the Eagles are going to trade him away. I mean, it's no question why Dallas Goedert just had the game of his career on the week where like Zach Ertz is negotiating his contract and he's fighting with the GM. So it's just something that's bound to happen. Shout out to Dallas Goedert. Picked him up in fantasy.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. I mean, Hayden Hurst did all right. I mean, he didn't do bad, but like, I wanted a more reliable second option.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I almost did it because Austin Hooper was just garbage.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. All right, so now we're moving on to the Browns. We talked about them a little bit earlier. We're coming back to now. Apparently, the Browns seem to be shopping around OBJ. Which teams do you think would be interested in making a trade?
Come and get me. Remember we said that last year?
To the Cardinals, wasn't it?
No, it was the Patriots.
Wasn't it the Steelers too?
It was the Steelers.
Yeah. Oh my God. Either way, it's hilarious.
I almost, when thinking about this option, I almost said the Steelers. But then, you know, it was proven on Monday that we have a very good young wide receiver core that will help us in a couple years. Yeah. And I think we need to worry about more like...
Quarterback?
No. Juju's contract than picking up Odell Beckham.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so,
and I think that's way more of a priority for our team.
I mean, for me, this is a really easy question.
But I think it's the Patriots. I think they could benefit from having another option like that. And I just feel, and I think OBJ's always come out and said that he wanted to play under Bill Belichick. So I think they can get him for the low end. Honestly, with the way the Browns are, always, like I honestly think they could just give up like a third and a fifth, like some AB shit, and then just fucking.
It, like, depends on the way the Browns season. Because, like, you got to think, like, yeah, the Browns look like absolute dog shit in week one. But, like, let's say, like, they go on a 6-game winning streak.
They're not.
Yeah, I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying, like, hypothetically, in a world where the Browns weren't an absolute trash franchise, right, and they go on a 6-game winning streak, like, then they're not going to trade OBJ. But, like, then if they start, like, just doing really bad, then, yeah, they'd probably just get rid of him.
I think you should keep OBJ and just get rid of Baker.
Oh, I mean, that's a perfectly fine solution.
I hope they should do that. I think we just have another clear example of another quarterback that failed in Cleveland. Yeah. I think we're back.
It sucks because, you know, I was rooting
like,
for
if you think about
Baker,
it,
I like him.
What's the common denominator for all those situations? Three head coaches, receivers, tight ends, running backs.
Well, okay, you got to give him the
quarterback
pass.
He looked just good. Sucks ass.
He looked good his first year. No one can deny that.
He did.
He threw 27 touchdowns. He broke the rookie record for touchdowns without starting the full season.
What happened afterwards?
Last season, we all put the blame on Freddie Kitchens. Freddie Kitchens was the absolute worst coach in the NFL history.
Bozo. But he just sucks too. Like Baker sucks.
Yeah, I'm not saying Baker's great.
I don't know how much of the problem OBJ is. Like I don't know.
I don't think OBJ is the problem.
I know we were talking about this the other day. Like kind of OBJ is a little overhyped. You know, yeah, his fame rides from that one catch.
I think that ruined his career.
And I understand that, but I still do like him as a receiver.
He's a good receiver.
I think he's still a very solid receiver. And I think that's what the Browns... Like, you have to recognize that is probably your best piece, right? Yeah. Or your most valuable piece, if 100%. Anything. So it's like...
Well, I mean, like we go into, like, the Browns are a very talented team, which is why we talk about them, because, like, they're just so disappointing. So, like, Myles Garrett is very valuable, too.
Exactly.
Jarvis Landry isn't as valuable as OBJ, but he's another piece. Denzel Ward is another young corner that's locked down. So, like, OBJ is top three.
in all honesty, it's like that. I'm saying the Patriots as a, like a what if hypothetical, but I don't think they should. I don't think they will. I think OBJ came out today and said like, "Oh, like I'm just trying to play and win."
Yeah, some that's why. Like yeah, he would. I don't know if he did. Like, I think he would help the Patriots, but I don't think they need to do it. There are two teams that I think, if this is possible, make the trade. 49ers and Eagles. My God, dude.
That's extremely biased right there.
No, I mean, you guys can say it's biased, but like when Kendrick Bourne, again, I say is your number one.
I see it.
I mean, I see
it. Like, you got to do something. And like, you have to help Jimmy G, because yeah, like, I'm not going to say Jimmy G is the greatest quarterback in the NFL. I think you could win a Super Bowl with Jimmy G. I do think that's possible. And like, there's worse quarterbacks I've won. Peyton Manning, when he won with the Broncos, was trash. But you know what he had? He had weapons, and he had obviously the IQ. Yeah, and he had a great defense. Obviously, like, I think that's a very similar situation to what's going on in San Francisco. And I think you put OBJ on that offense, like, that's just a reliable target that Jimmy G has that he hasn't had. Because Deebo Samuel was, like, tied for second in the league in drops last year.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Then you lost Emmanuel Sanders, who, like, even in his prime, he was number two. But, like, that was still the most reliable receiver, like, actual wide receiver. Because obviously George Kittle's a good receiver, too. But, like, actual wide receiver, like, Sanders was your number one, but they just didn't want to pay him. And he just went to a team that would pay him more, where he could also win.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just think that's a team that he could really benefit off of. I think both teams would benefit. He'd benefit in one place just because, like, his reputation goes up. And he just, like, he helped the team win. And the 49ers would obviously, like, become actual contenders at that point. I think so. And then for the Eagles, I mean, like what I said earlier, Jalen Reagor's still a rookie. It's hard for rookies, like, as wide receivers to be effective in their first year. Like, and especially one like him, that he's not really like a big brooding body, that he's just like that dominant. It's more just like he's a fast guy. And he has to learn like tips and tricks in the NFL to get open and stuff like that. And DeSean Jackson, another thing, like, he just gets hurt. You have to have someone that's reliable. And I think OBJ would help that team and would help Carson Wentz. Like I said earlier, like, he's always trying to make plays. And I feel like taking that burden off of Carson Wentz would help him become a better quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, I picked the Patriots because the same thing, like, they need a good like option. And especially if they can somehow manage to get OBJ and Ertz, which I don't think so, but if they can,
in a perfect world,
yeah,
best case scenario, they get both. If they were to get both of those, I think they're back to being Super Bowl contenders.
Yeah,
in all honesty.
Yeah,
I mean, I'd still pick the Chiefs with them, but yeah, they'd probably be a really good.
Well,
team.
They for sure win the division with those two options.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it depends also like one point in the season, because like if it's like eight games in and the Bills have like
like this week.
Yeah, we're talking about if this shit happens.
I mean, I think like the reason, like, I think the Patriots would obviously, like I said earlier, that they would benefit from this. I just think it's way more likely that they trade for Ertz than OBJ. And I doubt, it's very unlikely that they do both.
Yeah, we're saying in a perfect world.
No, I know, but I'm saying like case. I think they're more likely to get Ertz, and they're like
Yeah.
So then the third player we were gonna talk about was Allen Robinson, one of my favorite receivers.
He is one of my favorite
receivers. Had his breakout year in Jacksonville.
I like watching the Bears
defensively.
No, I mean, Allen Robinson is nasty.
I don't pay attention to that.
Well, he's been following him since Jacksonville. Yeah. But, like, I didn't care about him until Chicago.
That, he's part of the reason I am a Jacksonville Jaguars fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I thought it was Ramsey.
No. I love Ramsey. But, like, Ramsey was like, oh, yeah, like, I'm a Jacksonville Jaguars fan. For Allen Robinson, like, I remember, like, the year he broke out. Like, I was telling Steven, like, I was like, oh, bro, like, this guy's going to do nasty this year. Like, this guy's an animal. And he's like, nah, bro, like, keep on saying that. Like, he's not going to do anything. He was like a top three receiver in fantasy that year. He was nasty.
Really?
Wasn't?
I know that.
Didn't Steven also doubt you to start Patrick Mahomes?
Oh yeah.
He did.
Oh my god, dude. Yeah,
his rookie year. His MVP year.
I'll never forget. I was drafting a team, right? And this was my first league for money. And then I told Steven, and I was like, oh, like, Philip Rivers is there and Patrick Mahomes is there. Like, who do you think I should get? And he goes, oh, get Philip. And then, by the way, this is for my backup quarterback, because I drafted Jameis Winston. Because Jameis Winston, like, not great in real life, but for fantasy, absolute savage.
Savage.
Right?
That's a W.
Right? So this is to be my backup quarterback. He's like, oh, Patrick Mahomes doesn't have a good matchup week one. I think you should take Philip Rivers.
What was the matchup week one?
Against the Chargers. They're playing each other.
Oh.
Right,
I know week two was the Steelers and we just got slapped. I'll never forget that.
And then I told Steven, like, you know, but I've been hearing a lot about this guy. Like, I think he looks pretty good. And then Steven's like, all right, bro, do whatever you want, but when you lose, like, don't tell me anything.
Has Steven won in fantasy?
Yeah, he's won a bunch of times.
I mean, with picks like this, is like,
oh my god. I mean, like, I just think, like, I don't know, when I get like a good, like am I good feeling about somebody, like, it just works out. Like,
yeah, I don't listen to my gut sometimes, which it really sucks.
I mean, you got
to, because I should have put in Kyler, but like,
I picked Josh Jacobs last year and this year, so it was like.
But I mean, like I told you earlier.
Oh, you know how when we're talking about the on Sunday football, that I picked Mike Evans because he was like the only receiver that I wanted that left. I went back and looked at it. D-Hop was there. I don't know why.
Actually?
Yeah. He was
really,
and it was an auto pick or so. Or like so.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Diop got auto picked, but I didn't know like
when you picked Mike Evans. I picked him, or like when I thought I picked him, I thought it was like
you picked him in the third round, correct?
Yeah, because I had two running backs.
Because I remember you picked Mike Evans, then Steven picked Chris Godwin, and I'm like, fuck, what do? And I just took Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I thought I took him like after Diop.
I think I won. Back, that. It was between those three picks. I think I had the better pick.
I mean, this week, obviously,
this week.
But like once somebody,
I think Chris Godwin was injured. I think he was
using concussion protocol.
Concussion protocol.
I mean, but it depends when it happened and how serious it was. I think it'd be fine.
Yeah, I think it'd be fine. And then once Tom Brady learns that he has to use those guys if he wants to win, they'll be back to normal.
What were we talking about?
Well, no, we were talking about when I picked Mahomes. We were talking about fantasy. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but then we said Allen Robinson.
Yeah, Allen Robinson. I mean, I would love to see him get moved, but he talked to the coach of the Bears, and they had a good conversation, so I doubt a move happens. I would love to see it happen to the 49ers, though. Bring him home, baby. You know what I mean?
That's a team that could benefit from it, but I think he's fine in Chicago. Yeah.
He gets traded tomorrow.
So now we're going to go over last week's picks. All right, dude. I mean, we were off on a couple of them. A couple. Chiefs-Texans. I mean, we did say it would be a very close game.
We were correct.
We were correct in, like, picking the Chiefs. Yeah. We said it would be a very close game. The Texans got absolutely mauled. It was like destruction.
It was bad.
Yeah. It was very bad.
It was pretty bad.
Then again, like we did say like early, like preseason, like it wasn't full this year. There was no preseason games at all.
But the Chiefs looked perfect. Like
for the Chiefs looked good. They didn't lose a step.
Exactly. That's crazy. That's the difference in coaching.
Yeah.
The last actual NFL game they played was the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Which is pretty crazy also because like they were the last team to like play an NFL game. So that helps too.
Yeah.
And like also like I was hearing a lot of people say this that like maybe the quarantine helped them a little bit because like a lot of teams like they get Super Bowl hangover because like once they win, they just go out, they party and they do shit. Mm-hmm. So the fact that they had to stay home, like that might have helped them.
Probably.
Yeah.
Which is cool. And like, but moving back to the Texans, I mean, Will Fuller did actually end up having a pretty good game.
Yeah, but he's going to get injured.
So did David Johnson.
Yeah, David Johnson, bro. God. Shout out, bro. Jesus. Shout out to David Johnson.
Cannot believe that. Give me 20 points in fantasy.
Let's go.
Cannot believe that.
But the rest of the wide receivers looked terrible. Deshaun Watson didn't look very good himself. But like, also it was because of the other wide receivers.
Yeah.
And the fact that the score was like not a blowout is because they just scored in garbage time.
Mm-hmm.
Which was what Jameis Winston and Blake Bortles used to be the king of. But I hope Deshaun Watson does not follow in their footsteps this year.
I think he'll be fine next week or like this week.
Yeah, I mean,
he plays Baltimore.
Oh next my week. God, next dude, week? I didn't know that.
Next week?
How'd you get me to
forgot about that.
It's right You're there like, on my oh, screen. He's fine.
It's right there on my screen. I just fucking
spalled someone.
Yeah, next week.
Another team that looked... Okay, well, I was 100%
Yeah, you
wrong
were...
This. I deserve to get clowns for this.
Wrong.
All right? I thought you guys would clown me for this, right? But the Browns looked like absolute JV. They looked terrible.
Yes.
Baltimore did what I said that they needed to do to win the game, and they stopped the run. That's exactly what they did. Like,
yeah, they couldn't run. They stopped everything.
You saw that fantasy wise. Like,
oh yeah, fucking Nick Chubb, 4.6.
Why would you speak that into existence against your own fantasy team?
You know, it's like I didn't think about it. And it's like one of those things I'm about to think about throughout this podcast.
You know, I spoke it to assistants because I had Lamar Jackson starting. Yeah. So I was heavily rooting for the Ravens.
Yeah.
But you know the Myles Garrett could still win Defensive Player of the Year.
Shut the fuck up, Jesus Christ,
bro! They look terrible. They look like absolute children. I mean, I don't know if it's like Kevin Stefanski's coaching, and I don't want to put a blame on that. But Baker Mayfield looked like a child
because he's garbage. Because
he's garbage.
It's very possible. I mean, I'm not saying he's not.
It hurts me because I was rooting for him. I'm like, wow, the Browns finally found their quarterback.
Never liked the guy.
You know, like
I think he was overrated.
Stephen A. Smith, like you know, like I don't agree with him on everything, but he might have a point when he says that Baker Mayfield needs to stop the commercials.
For mm-hmm. dude, he has
it looks
so
really
many
bad,
commercials.
Man. When you throw 180 yards when you played all four quarters, and then you have a commercial in the middle of the game saying, "Oh, this is my body when I don't play."
On
That's
Sunday,
what you look like you played with
on
Sunday. On
Sunday, it was like at least five commercials, like back to back.
It's terrible.
It's just horrible.
Like he has so many, and he like literally like it used to be an exaggeration when they would say that Baker Mayfield had more commercials than wins.
But now,
but
it's
realistic.
It's just bad. Like, I think if you get rid of Baker and put a different quarterback in there, you have a better team.
But they're not going to do that. They're going to have to like suffer another 2-14, 0-16 season.
No, okay. I don't think they're going to be that bad.
Bro. No, I'm not saying like that's going to happen this year. I'm just saying that that's what they have. That's what has to happen
to get rid of Baker.
And that's what I think inevitably will happen.
I mean, I don't think that'd have to happen. I think it'd be another situation like the Bears, where they just bring someone else in and be like, "Oh, that."
No,
like,
they're probably just fired.
Who wants to go to Cleveland?
They're probably just fired the head coach.
They offered. Find a new one. They offered the most to Jadeveon Clowney, and he said no.
Well, because he knew that they're trash. But a quarterback like Jameis Winston, who's not starting for a team right now, and he's in the offseason next year.
You know, actually, someone like Jameis Winston would actually help.
Or Josh Rosen.
Josh Rosen is going to take over for the Bucs next year, right? So actually, like, let's just talk about that game right now.
Did you know that Tom Brady said if Drew Brees was going to retire, because this was before he like officially signed with Tampa, that if Drew Brees would have retired, he would have wanted to play for the Saints. But since he didn't retire, he
would be crazy.
Can you imagine?
Oh my God. Can you imagine what happens to Drew Brees' legacy?
Can you imagine that city?
Wait. Maybe. Can you imagine what happens to Drew Brees' legacy if like he wasn't able to win a Super Bowl in New Orleans these last few years, but then Tom Brady's first year in New Orleans, he wins a Super Bowl? You think about Drew Brees in a completely different way. You're like, damn, dude.
They have two.
It's a huge drop off from like Drew Brees to Tom Brady. If you think about it like that way, but like let's just talk about that game, Saints versus Buccaneers.
That was a pretty. Like,
I feel like
that was an ass whooping.
I feel like that was the game that most people expected it to go, but I did not. I was so like,
I
thought Tom Brady would have them just at least be competitive.
I was
after the first quarter.
I was so enthusiastic, man, and like you know, like I've said before, like I was following the Bucs for a minute, and I was like. No way. The GOAT.
Yeah.
But it didn't help. Like, at all. I also thought that that was another team that suffered from the preseason nonsense. Yeah,
preseason. Especially because they're a completely brand new team.
And I think this is probably one of... I think this is probably the hardest or one of the hardest matchups that they have.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So I mean, it's like, it didn't help. I think eventually, next week they play Carolina.
Yeah.
I think we'll truly see like what happens. You know,
and now
I mean?
They can practice with Mike Evans. They can learn and
there's film to look at. I mean, it's a bunch of stuff.
A lot of people were talking about Bruce Arians' comments like after like the game.
I thought that was unnecessary.
I mean, that's what he used to do Winston. I thought it was fine.
And like,
but Jameis Winston's a different quarterback.
But yeah, it doesn't matter. You have to have that standard across everyone.
I get that.
But like, you should just do it in private. But what you said,
he
can't be like biased. Like,
yeah, I mean, he used to talk shit about Winston all the time for throwing pick sixes. You have to talk shit about Brady when he does it.
So he did it twice. Thing.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he didn't do interceptions.
He did it once, but he did two picks. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think the Bucs are just going to get better without the
season. Gronk was fucking nowhere.
I mean, they put him in a lot of the time to block.
Yeah.
That was one thing. And
he had like one catch.
He's been out of the league for a year. It's going to take a while for him to get back into form. He looks skinnier, though.
He is skinnier. He lost, I think, like.
Yeah, I knew he lost weight like last year. I didn't know if he like.
He's a lot leaner now.
Back into shape, but I don't
know. He was wrestling for a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, he was WWE champion. Only one team in the NFL has a WWE champion. That's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All right. So moving on, we're going to talk about the Cowboys versus the Rams.
God.
Jesus, man.
Damn it, bro.
Like, low key, like, I just think the Rams are better than we thought.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's another thing. It's another team that we talk about. Like,
the
that's
Cowboys,
just good coaching.
The Cowboys played exactly how I thought they were going to play.
Yeah. And also, like, you can also just say the Rams outcoached the Cowboys because, like, I don't understand when you have fourth down within, like, 10 yards and you kick. I mean, you don't kick the ball to tie the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can say that it comes down to a penalty. I never like to blame games on penalties because evens out throughout the game.
Yeah,
like
thing with
and
golf.
Plus the Gallup one was like by the book. It was an offensive pass interference. Obviously, like Jalen Ramsey sold it. That's why he's my favorite player,
greatest
Love
actor
guy.
Of all time.
But also, he had a play earlier in the game where he just completely destroyed Amari Cooper. I don't know if you guys saw it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was murder on the field. Yeah, he had a great game. I love Jalen Ramsey, but yeah. I just think it's also the same thing with the Bucs. It's going to take a while. I mean, Dak's learning a new system. The Cowboys in general learning a new system.
But yeah, it's crazy. Sorry to interrupt. That golf threw for 275 yards and zero touchdowns.
Damn.
They're all rushing.
They're probably trying to get the running backs.
They're all rushing and field goals.
They're probably trying to get the
running backs. It was Malcolm Brown for two touchdowns and then two field goals.
You got to think. Goff has threw a touchdown before, but like Malcolm Brown and Cam Akers have never been the starting running back for an NFL team. So that's probably just them doing that. The Rams did look really good. And obviously, like, Goff has been in the McVay system since his second year in the league. So I just think he's a really good coach. And that's why they're a good team. And I think they're going to be better than we expected. And the NFC West is going to be very competitive.
You have four really good teams.
Yeah. I mean, you have a chance where, like, the team that went to the Super Bowl last year, the 49ers, could be in fourth place.
Yeah. I have them in third.
I think they could be in fourth place, but like with not that bad of a record.
Yeah, no, I think
with like 7-9 or some shit like
yeah.
that. Like,
yeah,
I have the Cardinals in second.
I mean, I don't even know if it's possible to be like last place in your division with 9-7, but I could see that happening here.
Yeah,
because the Rams did go 9-7 last year, and the Cardinals won five games.
I don't know if that's possible because of how everyone has to play each other yeah. twice.
I'm saying I don't know if it's possible, but if it was, that would happen.
Mm-hmm. I think someone has to go negative.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Damn, dude.
I think if other teams to go negative, it would be the Rams. This year.
Yeah. I mean, the thing with that is, like, they don't really have any major injuries. The 49ers have pretty major injuries. I mean, Richard Sherman's on IR.
Yeah.
So they have to make a move. Either, I mean, I think they should sign Earl Thomas and trade for a wide receiver, but, like, they have to do something.
Yeah.
All right, so then moving on, we're going to go over Jaguars versus Colts.
What the hell happened there?
Bro,
what the hell the team happened
did
there?
Gardner Minshew throw three touchdowns?
Yes,
he threw
did.
Three touchdowns on 95% passing. Yes, he did.
He yeah, God. 19 for 20.
Damn. He is trying to prove that, like, this is his job.
I don't want this to be taken the wrong way. And I don't think he's, like, better from a talent perspective than Sam Darnold.
Yes,
but as a leader, and a competitor, 100%. There's no way. If you put Sam Darnold on the Jaguars, there's no way they win that game last night. I mean, not last night, but this yeah. weekend.
If you put Gardner Minshew in the Jets, did they win against the Bills that game?
I don't know. I mean,
it's the Jets.
I mean, he also did play a better team. I think the Bills are better than the Colts.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
also, yeah. I thought you said the other as way much around, as like, I don't like Doug Marrone, I think he is better than Adam Gase.
I hate Adam Gase as a coach.
Sam Darnold hates Adam Gase. Look, everyone does.
Look, I said this a couple years back.
He did.
To Alex. And I'm going to put this on record. Trevor Lawrence is going to be a Jet. I've said this for literally
years. I can see it.
Years.
Like 3 years in
the
like,
last team. In I have NFL. Literally said this for 3 years. And next year is going to be right. I'm buying a Jets jersey. Unfortunately,
no,
I have to do
no
it.
Chance. No, I would never.
I would
because
never.
Of my
the only reason I was
stellar
buy a Jets
prediction
jersey was for Jamal Adams, but now he left. Thank God.
Okay. Well, no, it'd be hard because if I get 30 NFL jerseys from all the 30 teams, the last two teams would be the Seahawks and the Jets. Those
the
are two
team
teams I hate the most.
Jets.
Right?
So then it'd be like probably.
I'd have to have Jets. One player that I really like from those two teams.
I don't have a team person I like from the Jets. It used to be Jamal.
It will be Trevor.
Well, I like Le'Veon Bell, but if I'm gonna get a jersey, I'd get a Steelers jersey.
That's the correct jersey to get.
I don't like that. I'm not going to get his Jets jersey. He's trash in the Jets. And it's not his fault. It's because Adam Gase didn't want to sign him and he doesn't want to use him. So yeah. It's like not his fault. And the offensive line is trash. Everything about him is trash. Even though they had that one draft pick that they drafted offensive lineman, the guy looked like an absolute monster.
Bro. I didn't watch that game because I didn't want to see
but
the
no,
Jets.
But as for the Jaguars, man, we all thought they were tanking. The only person that doesn't tank, Gardner Minshew.
He said no, sir.
And I'm so glad. Because I think he deserves that job. And I would have been so sad to see him.
You guys were all saying that he didn't. I was the one saying, like, damn, I actually think this guy could be good.
When?
You guys used to tell me last year, like, oh, no, I don't think he's that good. And but honestly, like.
Because I thought Nick Foles was better.
But he's not. Is he starting
I was mistaken.
And, like,
I'll take,
Nick Foles
I'll
came
take
in
that
last
out.
Year. I just feel like it's not always, like, someone's, like, talent. It's just, like, someone's will to win could just carry a team sometimes. Like, let's be honest. Tom Brady isn't the most talented quarterback of all time. Right, he's a great leader. He's not.
True.
I mean,
Mahomes throw the ball that far.
Mahomes is more talented than him.
He's
Aaron
like,
Rodgers is more talented
run.
Than him. But they're just well, Mahomes could be comparable as a leader to Tom Brady. I don't know if as good. I hear too. I don't know if it's as good as Brady, but he is a really good leader too.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers isn't a good leader, and like you've heard stories about it. Like I saw Greg Jennings one time. Like he was talking about it. Greg Jennings was having contract talks with the Green Bay Packers, and they didn't want to sign him. So then in one of the games, right. Greg Jennings is talking to to one of the DBs on the other team, and then the guy's like, "Oh, like, have they signed you yet?" And he's like, "Nah, bro, it's been rough." And Aaron Rodgers goes up to the guy and goes, "Oh, you like him so much? Come get him."
Jesus,
that's brutal.
I didn't know
Jesus
that.
Christ.
Yeah, that's terrible, right? So then, like, that's just being a bad leader, right? And especially since like they had been playing together for a long time, that's just terrible, right? And then Tom Brady, you hear stories about him like. He's just the best leader ever. Like he goes up to every player like before every game and just tells them like I don't know if it's before every game, but I know he did this one time with the Patriots, like when they're going to a playoff run.
Yeah.
And he just went up to every single player on the team, like 1-53, and tells them one thing that he likes about them. About
Jesus.
Them and their game. That's crazy.
That's
and
nice.
Just,
I like that.
And you hear stories about Martellus Bennett that is like, oh, Tom Brady's just someone you want to go have a beer with. And I think Gardner Minshew, like obviously he's not as talented as Brady. I'm not even saying that, he's not even close. Right, but I'm saying like maybe he just has that leadership like where he can just carry a team and just elevate them all.
I just think he's fit for Jacksonville.
Yeah,
specifically for Jacksonville.
I mean, yeah, because he's kind of like what is it like?
he's like Florida man, you know?
He's
what I mean?
Florida
like,
man.
He is like
he's like upstate Florida.
Like, I love it. It's great.
It fits so well.
He rented an RV and just went across the entire country this offseason. Maybe that like opened his third eye and now he's just leading the Jacksonville Jaguars to the Super Bowl. Who knows?
I wanna root for him.
I do. I mean, the only reason I don't get a jersey of like Minshew is because like
you can't guarantee his future. I can't guarantee he's gonna be there. In a franchise like that.
And yeah. It's happened to me once already when I bought my Jalen Ramsey jersey. So I'm trying to be conservative with my jersey buying and just pick players I know are gonna be there for a while. Right?
That's why we get the jerseys when we go to the stadium.
Although American Express has that jersey swap program.
They do.
Yeah,
they do.
I thought it was a joke, but it's a real thing. It's hilarious.
They do.
Yeah, they do. But I think it has to be like within 100 days. And I bought that jersey the season before.
It's yeah. Whatever. I don't really see that as a negative thing. Because, like Jalen Ramsey's not on your team. But like, that's the reason you got the jersey. I don't think that's like that bad of a thing.
I know. It just sucks.
I get it, though.
It's just pain. Living in Spain without the S right now. All right. So the last game we want to talk about, which we already talked about this like a little bit earlier, was Eagles versus the Washington football team.
Oh. They got smacked.
I thought we were going to talk about the Steelers, but Eagles.
Oh. Eagles got smacked.
17-0 lead.
Smacked.
Yeah. Better defense. Offensive line was hurt. They don't got good weapons.
I went into it already. I mean, there's not really anything to say. I just hope Carson Wentz can bounce back. I mean, last year he started off pretty bad, and then they came back and made the playoffs. Yeah, exactly. So it's possible.
I just think it's funny because it's Washington.
Yeah,
like, it's just
I know, bro. But
if they would have lost to like the Cowboys, I've been like, whatever. But it's Washington. Again,
people say it'd be funny if the Eagles lost to the Washington football team. Wouldn't it be funny if the Washington football team loses to a non-football team? Think about that.
Why?
Because what he's trying to say is like the Washington football team. Like, their name is the Washington football team. So they are the football team. Uh-huh. So then every other team is not a football team because they're the football team.
I see. Great joke.
You said this the other day. I did. And I've thought about it since that day.
Since that day. Think about it. Every team they lose to is just like a complete embarrassment. It's like, you guys are the football team. You guys can't even win football. Think about that. Food for thought. You know what I mean?
You know, honestly, I hope they keep the name.
I do too.
I think it's hilarious. At this point, you have to.
I think it's hilarious.
I mean, they said.
I mean, you're undefeated as a football team, so you got to keep it.
They have a better record as the Washington football team than the Redskins.
Whoa, did you say the R word? Whoa.
All right, guys. Yeah, cancel the podcast.
We're canceling it.
All right, guys. So we're looking for a third host to do this podcast. Please drop your info in the email box below.
Someone who is insensitive to Native Americans.
And who's extremely biased.
Extremely biased. You have to be.
That's
to
a
be
prerequisite.
All right. So now we're going to the marquee matchups of week two, baby.
Dude, marquee, I like that word.
We're starting off with a game.
Marquee.
The Ravens versus the Texans. All right. I'm not going to lie. We highlighted this one because we're kind of lacking for marquee matchups this week.
This week's going to be a pretty
good one. It's not that great. But still, Texans are going to get slapped.
Texans are going to get absolutely manhandled this week. Unless Deshaun Watson shows some of that magic. But
listen, I'm going to put some heart in this. I think it's a close game.
I think it's going to be same mistake 2 weeks in a row. All
right, guys. You know how we're replacing me? Now we're replacing Nick, too. Two spots are open now.
No, you said the R word, so I can't get replaced. Exactly, like, I'm good for another
at
season.
At least we love Native Americans.
Yeah. Someone my contract is solid for this season, at least.
Someone here doesn't respect the people.
You said the hard R word.
It was in the context of the Washington name. I will not repeat it again.
Never.
You could have said Ron Rivera, but not the other R word.
All right. So, I think we're all taking the Ravens.
Yeah.
100%.
Even though Nick does think it's going to be a close game, which
close game for the Ravens, I mean like 24 like to 20 or like, no, that's
a close game for any team. Like,
I meant to say like 28 to 20.
When I say
like
close game, minimum. I mean 50 to 20.
I mean a good like 36
I mean like 45 to 7. Like, that's what I mean by a close game.
Has
like,
to be triple digits.
Like, could they possibly win the game? Yes.
Everyone has a chance.
It's the same shot they have of me making an NFL roster.
Sometimes I feel like Rob Lowe.
Zero.
We literally said that same thing word for word last week.
Really?
Can they win? Yes. Like, you literally said the same thing.
I mean, no, but I said they have, possibly, but I said it's the same chance of me making
it. Dude, I feel like
roster.
Rob Lowe in that Parks and Recs episode, like, go teams. Like, I want all the teams to win.
I love football.
Go teams. Go teams. I'm going to get an NFL hat. Not a jersey, an NFL hat.
He has
hat.
One. Have you seen that?
Yes.
That's hilarious. Oh, yeah. He wore it to the NFC Championship.
Go teams.
Go so teams.
Funny. What's next? Packers or Lions?
Packers or Lions? I think we all got the Packers.
Packers, yeah.
But who knows? You know, this is another guy. Has that magic gene. I do think this was more possible than the Texans being the Ravens.
No.
No.
100%.
No.
The Lions should have won
the
last
Texans
week. But DeAndre Swift dropped
Texans
the pass.
The Texans are a better team than the Lions.
You know how absolutely, like, I think, okay, low-key, like, I don't know if DeAndre Swift will be able to recover from that. You got to think, bro. It's like one thing where it's like Marcus Williams for the Saints. Like he had like an absolutely devastating play.
Oh my God.
Right? For the Minnesota Miracle.
I wanted to kill him, but I felt so bad for him afterwards.
Yeah, I know. I felt so bad for him too. But he had a good rookie season leading up to that point, and then he just had one bad play, right?
But it was a big fucking play. He had
one game. Didn't even have a preseason.
But it was a big play.
That sucks. And that Detroit running back like committee is absolutely terrible. I put in Kerryon Johnson in one league. I thought he'd be the starter. Then Adrian Peterson comes out of nowhere to be like the number one running back.
Yeah, that's so annoying, bro.
So that's one thing I do think they need to clean up. I hope DeAndre Swift is able to like recover from that. But it's possible. I think I'm gonna pick the Lions.
Really?
I'm switching. Oh, right. Packers, live on air.
Packers.
I think the Packers are nasty. I think Aaron Rodgers is nasty. Next week
we come back to be seeing what happens to the Browns.
Yeah,
he's like, I was completely wrong.
I was wrong. I will take
they got smacked.
All right, so that next game, Broncos versus the Steelers.
I'm taking the Steelers.
I mean, yeah, I'm taking the Steelers too.
Okay. I was about to say, if you're going to take the Broncos, look me in the eye when you say it.
Be a man. But no, I mean, okay, I'm going to be the first one to say it. I was not completely sold on the Steelers, like based on their week one win.
Super Bowl.
No, but I like the Steelers.
Not at all. But the Steelers, like, really, let's be honest.
I like them a little.
I like their defense.
I like them a little.
Offense-wise, a little iffy.
Offense, it depends on if... great. The Broncos get back all their weapons. Obviously, Cortland Sutton didn't play last week.
I think like things on like Von Miller and stuff like that. Like they're not. That, I thought that's what you were referring to. No. Cortland Sutton, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think Cortland Sutton's on pace to play this week. So I think that's one big thing for the Broncos, because giving Drew Lock as much help as he can in his first year starting, that's a good help. I mean, he did play already a tough defense like week one, and this is another tough matchup for him week two. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to judge him from the first 2 weeks. I thought he looked decent week one. I mean, you got to think under the circumstances.
It was fine.
Looked pretty good. He had that one touchdown pass. That was a nice throw.
It was okay. I mean, I didn't watch it, so I'm just saying, I'm talking shit here.
Which one?
The one Noah Fant. It was across his body. That was a really good throw.
I didn't see that one. I was just talking shit.
Yeah.
I was so excited.
I couldn't watch that game.
It was actually a penalty. Like it was a holding by the defense.
Oh, yes.
And then I think he was running out to his right. And then Noah Fant was a little bit in, and he just like threw it across his body. That shit was crazy.
But because of it being a defensive holding and the fact that he caught the ball, they gave it to them. Yeah. They gave him the touchdown. Yeah.
Crazy. Right?
Yeah, go Steelers.
So yeah, I think the Steelers are going to win.
Steel Curtain, baby. Coming back.
I hope the Broncos are able to get on track. Not after this week, because I do think like a pretty low chance of the Broncos winning.
They're playing like a top three.
I think they'll have a decent season. Right? So now we're moving on to the Cowboys versus the Falcons. It's Matt Ryan's good year. Keep that in mind.
It is.
I have the Falcons winning.
I got the Cowboys.
I had the Cowboys, but you know, like I'm thinking about it, the Cowboys have no secondary. And Matt Ryan threw for 450 yards.
Yeah, Julio and Calvin really had a great game.
Who do you have to guard? Yeah, I didn't think about this at all.
They both had a great game.
They don't have Byron Jones anymore. He's on Miami, right?
I've changed my mind mid-recording.
I'm just that convinced.
Right?
I'm that convinced.
It's Matt Ryan's good year.
It is his good
year. Julio, Calvin Ridley. I won't say his name. Gurley didn't have a great game, but he didn't have a bad game.
I mean, it was... It's because they were down by a lot, so you can't really run the ball.
But like, still, like, he can shine.
He can shine.
Yeah.
Why not the Falcons? All right, we're going Falcons. I know me and Jerry just changed our minds on air, but like, collectively, the Falcons will win this Sunday.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah. Boom. Convince you all.
Next, we got Vikings versus Colts.
Vikings. Pretty lame game, but the Vikings.
Yeah, Vikings. I mean, this is going into the mentality that the Colts were 1-0.
This is
going
to be a boring week.
This is a this is a marquee matchup. And then
used a big word for this.
There's two more games that we got to talk about.
What
that I told you about.
What games?
All right, so the Patriots and the Seahawks. We'll start there.
Yeah,
right.
I think Seahawks.
Seahawks.
I think Seahawks too, but I think this one's actually going to be a close game. Like not that nonsense comment I made last week. This one's actually.
On the Patriots, because the Patriots, like the way their offense is running now, like obviously they kind of did it with Tom Brady, but not to like this extent. It's like time of possession.
Mm-hmm.
If the Patriots win the toss and they go and like their first drive is like a 10-minute drive, it's gonna be a close game.
Yeah,
and it's a Sunday night football game. It's to be a great game.
I mean, we're all gonna be watching it.
That's game of the week.
I want to see Cam succeed. I want to see him do good.
Me too.
I hope he does.
And like the same thing I said for the Dolphins, that they didn't have any like film of Cam on Bill Belichick's offense. It's like now the Seahawks have a little bit, but they don't have the full playbook.
Yeah.
So.
Fucking hate the Dolphins.
So yeah, I mean, I wouldn't love be surprised Dolphins. To see the Patriots win, but I suspect the Seahawks will win.
Yeah,
they're supposed to be the good team.
But the next game, the one you're going to talk about, was the Saints and the Raiders.
Saints Raiders.
I choose the Saints.
I choose the Saints too.
But the Raiders look good.
I think this is going to be a fun game to watch.
Yeah. The Raiders look good.
If Henry Ruggs comes back, it would be a super fun game. Yeah. If he doesn't, then it's kind of... For the Raiders, like, might tone it down a little bit because then they're just going to run the ball with Josh Jacobs. I'd love Josh Jacobs. I think he's a very exciting player, but then that would be a rough night for him.
I just think it's going to be a really fun game to watch.
I think so. I think Raiders are just a fun team.
It's going to be the prettiest game to watch because both have fantastic jerseys. So it's going to be like the visually nicest game to watch. But
real quick, before I forget.
Where is it, though?
It's in New Orleans.
It's in New Orleans. Oh, okay. I thought it was in Vegas.
Me too.
No, that would have been cool.
Yeah.
See,
For Tampa, who do you think they should start, Fournette or leave Ronald Jones?
I think Ronald Jones.
Leave Ronald Jones.
I don't know.
I didn't think the Fournette signing was that great, in my opinion.
I mean, it wasn't necessary.
It wasn't necessary. Yeah, that's why I don't think it's great. Yeah. Like, but
I think you should give, because they play against who? They play the Panthers.
Panthers.
Pretty easy game. I think they should take this game to see Fournette starting, just to see where he is and how he is. Because he got the ball like very limited.
I think you need to show Tom Brady. You would have done that Fournette nonsense if you would have won last week.
Yeah.
But now it's like...
Now we're like... Bruce Arians already came out and said that Tom Brady made a bad read on one of the plays.
Yeah.
Because like...
The Mike Evans one.
He said Mike Evans did the right coverage, but Tom Brady didn't. So now you have to get Tom Brady to like start making the plays.
Yeah.
So that's one thing you have to do. And especially since the Panthers showed little or no defense last week.
Yeah.
You have to take advantage.
Food for thought.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to put Fournette there, did he play? Did he have any?
He had a couple, but
he had a couple snaps, but it was mainly Ronald Jones.
Oh, okay. I know Ronald Jones. And I thought he did pretty good. He looked pretty good on all the runs. Okay. It was just the same thing. In the first quarter, he looked really good, but then probably throughout the rest of the game, they had nothing going on offense.
I honestly stopped paying attention a little bit because I got frustrated in that game.
Yeah, they ran the ball way too many times when they were down.
They didn't go for it.
That could just be because like Tom Brady's not 100% comfortable with the playbook. I mean,
I know, but like, dude, you got to stop running if you're down by 10.
Like historically, like with Bruce Arians as the coach, quarterbacks do better in their second year with him than their first year, just because of how his offense runs. Like Carson Palmer had that same issue. Jameis Winston, we never got to see the second year.
But a lot of players did suffer from that. That is something I've heard a lot of times.
So it's like maybe Tom Brady, we
might not have that much time. Like, so he's like, 2-year contract, but like, what if like after he's like, I'm done.
So we have to make our picks. Saints, Raiders. We're all taking Saints, right?
Yeah, Saints.
Buccaneers versus Panthers.
Bucks.
I'm taking the Bucks.
I'm taking the Bucks.
All right. So now,
just kind of speed round through these.
Bengals versus Browns.
I think the Bengals are gonna win.
I think the Bengals. Yeah.
I at least want the Bengals to win.
I know I can't get clowned that hard because I doubt the Bengals put an absolute pounding on the Browns, but I think the Browns are going to win. I just think the Browns are a better overall team.
I understand that.
Separate Baker, right? And I do think Burrow, from what he showed last week, is Burrow's better than Baker at this
way
point.
Better. Burrow is way better,
right? Than Baker.
But I just think overall like, the team is just better.
I want the Bengals to win. I root for Joey B.
I want the Bengals to win, but I want Nick Chubb to rush for like 1,000 yards in that game.
Whoa, no fantasy bite. No, I'm joking. Right? So then now moving on, Giants versus Bears.
That Bears.
I have the Bears. Yeah.
Even though the Giants put up a great game, and I feel like we didn't talk
Daniel
about
Daniel Jones
look
good.
We didn't talk about this.
Who?
Daniel Jones.
Oh, I hate Derek Jones. Picks, I'm like, who?
Right? One pick was really bad. The second one, when he was in the end zone, I think he was trying to throw it away.
That was a bad throw.
No, no. I think what happened was like he was trying to throw away way too late, but I think he was trying to throw out of bounds, and the guy just hit his hand.
No. Darius Slayton was right behind him. Was right behind Cameron Hayward. Yes, straight up.
Really?
What are you talking about? And the one in the end zone.
Yeah.
I know. But in order to throw it out of bounds, you have to throw it like at least look like you're trying to throw it to a player.
Yeah, but I thought he was throwing it to a player.
No, I don't.
What happened is he got rushed by Bud Dupree, so then he had to throw away.
Yeah, so he had to he was running to the left. Uh-huh. Yes, right? Uh-huh. Yeah. Someone was right behind him. I think what he saw. Yeah, I'm not 100% known on the Steelers players. I know Brad Dupree's nasty, though.
Disgusting.
Great. What is it? I think, like, he was on the run. He probably, there wasn't really an opening there. And when you look at him throw in the replay, he looks like he's bringing his arm back and he's, like, trying to throw it high. Mm. And in the end zone, that typically means you're trying to throw it away. So I think he was trying to throw it away, but then someone came and hit his hand. And it went up.
Yes, Bud Dupree knocked it off, and then that's where Cameron Harry caught it.
And it went to the pick. Because if he was just throwing it normally, it wouldn't be that bad.
Mm-hmm. And Saquon couldn't run.
But then again, it's like, I feel like they will strive like from playing like a not. The Bears don't have a top three defense. Don't have a bad defense, but they don't have a Steelers defense.
No.
Right? And so I feel like they'll benefit from this game. Daniel Jones did look good, right?
Yeah, he had two bad throws, but he's also in his second year.
Exactly. So. Getting accustomed to a new coach, a new offensive coordinator.
Jason Garrett. Right.
So there's so much to learn here.
They actually didn't look that bad. Jason Garrett. No. The offense looked good. It was just those two bad plays. Bad.
I don't think they look bad, but I just think the Steelers
would look bad. You got to think. Yeah. The muff punt by Deontay Johnson that left them at the 5. If they would have scored a touchdown there, it's a pretty competitive game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just that. It was just a couple things like that. And it's just some things that they got to work on. It's same thing with the Bucks and a bunch of these teams that we're talking about. Like, they didn't have a full offseason.
Yeah.
Things like that.
It just looked weird seeing him as not a head coach.
Yeah, it did.
And he was just there on the bench. He wasn't clapping. Just writing notes. I'm like, wow.
Coach Clapp wasn't clapping. Something was off.
No, but I think they'll strive eventually. And I think we can see that in the Bears game. I feel like they kind of
got to get their offensive line going.
I feel like they literally had the same problem that the Bucks had last week. Had a hard matchup. With, like, you know,
no preseason.
In my opinion, I don't think the Bears are any easier, though. Because no matter what, TJ Watt's good.
I think they're easier than the Steelers.
Khalil Mack is better than Bud Dupree and TJ Watt.
False.
That is not false.
I think he's better than Bud Dupree for sure, but like it's like neck and neck than TJ Watt. Like,
there's not a chance he's better than Khalil Mack. The Steelers missed the playoffs last year. You got to think. In Khalil Mack's first. Yeah, last year. But Khalil Mack's first year in Chicago, he took
the 12-4 season.
Defense carried the Bears to the playoffs, and it was largely because of him.
I forgot about that. I know he was there for that.
He was there for that. That's why they.
He's more experienced than TJ Watt. Maybe TJ Watt becomes better down the line. Maybe even later this year. But at this point,
because I always forget that he was a Bear for a while. Like, to me, he was always a Raider until like this year. But
I just think. I'm not saying the Bears defense is worse. I just think
it's compared not as good to as the Steelers.
I mean, the 2 years ago, they were top three. They haven't really. Yeah, I mean, they lost their safeties, but still a good defense.
I think the Steelers defense is like the second or third best defense in the league. And I think the Bears is like the fifth.
Yeah.
So, that's what I'm trying to say here.
That's not that big of a drop-off. Is what I'm trying to say.
It's still a drop-off. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but okay. Yes, like comparing the 49ers defense to the Patriots last year.
Think about it like this. Top three, you're in the podium. Fifth place, you're not even showing up. Think about
it.
Yeah, but it's still top five.
Whatever.
When you talk about top five defense, it's still an elite defense.
But it's not top three.
Okay, when you talk about a top five player in the NBA, they're still nasty. Is there a big drop-off from three to five, from Kawhi to AD?
Well, Kawhi was garbage.
We're going to talk about that later, but just think about that, yeah. Right?
But I have the Giants winning it.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You have the Giants?
Did you see the Bears?
Did I?
Oh,
yeah.
The Bears.
Yeah, sorry, Bears.
I was like, whoa.
All right, so now we're going to go to Rams versus Eagles.
Rams.
The Rams.
Shut up, dude. That's a little too loud, but shut up.
I think they've bounced back this week. Miles Sanders is going to play.
No.
Jalen Ramsey is going to be covering Jalen Reagor. So effective. So yeah, you gotta think he still has, and also like a weak spot for that Rams defense is the tight end position. The Cowboys couldn't take advantage of that because Jarwin got hurt. Our condolences to him. Hopefully he comes back fast. And then they put in their backup, which their backup is pretty trash.
Yeah.
And then, but the Eagles have two really good tight ends.
Well, they can only have one possibly.
Oh, yeah, but the trade's not going to happen before Sunday.
You never know.
Yeah, it's not going to happen tomorrow.
Things happen. You never know, man.
We got an alert on our phone saying Zach Ertz has been
traded. The minute we end this podcast, Zach Ertz retiring.
Oh, my God. So I got the Eagles. I know you guys got the Rams.
Yeah.
We'll see. Reflect on it next week. We already talked to Panthers. 49ers versus Jets.
If the Jets win, that'd be hilarious, but they're not.
If the Jets win it, I'll like just never do another podcast again.
49ers winning it.
Yeah.
Proving my point to the Jets. Going to go 0-16 to get Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, I genuinely think the Jets are the worst team in the NFL.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Going into the season, I thought it was the Jacksonville front office was trying to make the Jaguars the worst team. But I think keeping Minshew, huge mistake if they wanted to tank.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They probably pulled themselves out of the game like, what the fuck are you doing?
They should have traded for Sam Darnold if they wanted to go 0-16.
They're probably like, what the fuck are you
Sam
doing?
Sam Darnold pooped me.
They pulled him into his office. Bro, what do you think you're doing?
Yeah. Three touchdowns? We don't want any touchdowns.
All right, next.
Those ugly Bills.
Oh, Jaguars versus Titans. So we're talking about
really
Titans. Yeah,
they're not gonna be able to win that. Even though if Gostkowski misses a bunch of kicks again,
oh my God, that was hard. To watch.
It might be the Jaguars game.
It could be.
Minshew could put off three touchdowns.
Yeah,
it might be.
Yeah,
it might be.
Damn,
that's more likely than the Jets beating the 49ers, in my opinion.
Yeah.
All right, next we got Bills versus Dolphins.
Bills. If you say Dolphins, I'm gonna slap you.
I'm gonna say Dolphins.
I hate the Dolphins.
I love the Dolphins, but like,
I actually wanted to go to that game because it's sick here.
I hate that fucking team.
Next, we got Washington versus the Cardinals.
The Cardinals.
Yeah, Cardinals.
Kyler Murray on his MVP
dude,
run.
If Washington beats the Cardinals,
that'd be crazy. No, because
Kyler Murray's on his MVP run.
That's true. And I have him on my bench like a retard.
Josh Allen, baby. But no. Honestly, like, what? It's entirely possible.
Because you said Kyler Murray MVP and he chose Josh Allen.
I was like, we're not talking about the Bills anymore.
It took me a second.
But what is it? This is another problem. The Cardinals do have a bad offensive line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Chase Young takes advantage of that crap.
Chase Young could.
And their linebacker.
Chase Young could. You know what I mean?
Ryan Kerrigan.
Jesus Christ.
Had 3 sacks.
We'll see.
But it's possible. But then again, I just don't think that Washington has the firepower in offense.
No.
Like, Haskins, like, you could say they beat the Eagles, but Haskins didn't really do anything.
I mean, Haskins, like, had, like, what, 1 touchdown?
Kyler Murray's on his MVP run.
Yeah, he had 1 touchdown.
Awesome. Yeah, and the truth is, does Washington have anybody to stop DeAndre Hopkins? No.
Nope.
So, yeah, I'm picking Cardinals. I'm just saying, like,
no, I get your argument, but Kyler Murray's on his MVP run.
Yeah. Playing devil's advocate here. Chiefs versus Chargers.
I mean,
I'm going to surprise you guys. No, I'm joking. Chiefs.
The Chiefs.
Easy. Back to back.
The Chargers look pretty terrible against the Bengals. The Bengals are not a good team by any stretch of the word.
And they lost.
And
garbage.
Chargers they should have lost.
Chargers won because of some BS. Like,
yeah.
Chargers won because of BS. That's it.
All right. And then we talked about the Saints and the Raiders. So that's all the matchups from this week. We made our picks. If you're betting in Vegas, key them in. Exactly. They're 100% correct 100% of the time.
We called every game correctly.
I've only been wrong when I'm wrong.
If we're wrong, you're wrong.
Mm-hmm. We're only wrong like 75% of the time. Like, come on, guys. You guys are
us. We're just extremely biased.
If I'm right, I'm right. I'm wrong, I'm wrong. That's it.
That's what we like to see.
So now we're moving on to the NBA, baby.
Basketball.
Last night, game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals, Heat versus Celtics. I don't know if you guys saw it.
I did.
It was a doozy.
I was sweating.
It was a
bro. We almost got that shit robbed from us in the end of the regulation, and then we came back in overtime, bro.
What
Jimmy buckets, Bam out of Bayou.
I want to suck him off.
Like, I'm not gay, but you know Jimmy Butler.
I would like to fuck.
But I'm not gonna lie to you.
If Jimmy Butler had $20
after the third quarter, I thought we were gonna lose.
Yeah, oh, no. Honestly, like, we played pretty terrible yesterday.
Bad. We scored 16 points.
I thought it was another one that we kind of didn't deserve. No. Until overtime.
Until overtime,
until the fourth quarter in overtime. And Tyler Herro, oh, my God. That shot was so clutch.
Dude.
Obviously, Bam's going to get all the praise because that block was super clutch. Don't get me wrong. Like, that was a great block.
That block was equally as shocking as when Ray Allen hit the 3 in game 6 of the Spurs.
Okay, I don't know. That's a little bit of a stretch because that one was in the finals. All right, so this is
game 1.
I'm talking about shock factor.
Yeah,
game 1. I'm talking about shock factor.
Shock factor? Yeah. I mean, I guess. But there's no bang.
But I was pretty worried because like the first quarter we had like 18 points. Third quarter we had 16. Like we were like hot and cold. So I'm like, this is
not. I remember I was like terrible, I was driving home from work, and when I got home, it was like the start of the fourth or something like that. And we're like down like 15. I'm like, oh god.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. Yeah,
I mean like. Just hard containing, like, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown just did great last night.
Oh, my God, dude. Kemba Walker kept doing his freaking signature step back.
Kemba Walker did pretty trash the entire night until I think he made a shot late, right?
Yeah, he kept doing that freaking step back move. That he does. Yeah. Like, he drives him step back.
Yeah, he has a great step back.
His step back is underrated. It's so annoying.
Like, low-key, because everyone talks about Harden's step back.
I love Kemba Walker.
I don't like Kemba.
I do love Kemba. I just think like it's his first time
now,
really going deep
in
the playoffs.
Kemba Walker.
Yeah, that's what my mentality.
Exactly. When the season's over, that's what leads me to believe that he'd have the advantage here is because of Kemba's lack of experience in this position.
Yeah.
Now I'm not saying like
The Heat aren't super experienced either.
Aren't super experienced. But like I don't know.
You gotta think Jimmy Butler's never been this deep in the playoffs.
Nope. Almost was last year.
Oh. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah. No.
Almost was last year.
That was.
And you gotta think should have been last year. Bam's ever done it. None of these guys have ever done it.
Except for Iggy, but like...
Iggy?
Oh, yeah.
And obviously like UD, but like...
Like, I tweeted out something last night.
I keep forgetting UD's still on the team.
Yep.
I tweeted out something last night. Pretty controversial, if you really think about it. I said that the Iguodala and Jay Crowder trade might be the most important trade for any team this season. Including the Lakers trading for Anthony Davis.
Oh.
That's a little controversial, right?
Second best trade.
The thing is, no, Jay Crowder, when you look at the minutes they give us...
Jay Crowder has pulled off like...
But the Lakers wouldn't be in this position without AD.
Yeah.
I get that.
I mean, okay, but you don't know. LeBron has played pretty nasty this year. I do think AD is nasty.
But it's been off of supporting AD.
With Brandon Ingram taking the step forward that he did in New Orleans, doing that in the Lakers, giving LeBron a good second option.
It wouldn't have replicated.
I mean, I still think they'd be a good team. I don't think they'd be as good. I agree with you. But the thing is, like...
They would have been in the Western Conference Finals.
Okay, the Heat without the Jay Crowder and Iguodala trade, they would not be here right now.
Would yeah, but I just think I just think the AD one is just bigger.
Yeah. More, I mean, because he's a bigger name,
and but like a bigger key player.
Jay Crowder played defense on Giannis.
He did.
He played defense on T.J. Warren.
A great shooter.
He's playing defense on Jason Tatum and Jalen Brown.
He's been great. And he's been shooting really good. Best trade of the season. Like first trade was AD, and I'm then saying, this.
In my opinion,
extremely biased.
The biggest trade. Extremely biased. I'm a Heat fan. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. But anyways, like, what do you guys think are gonna happen in the rest of the series?
I think it's a close series.
Yeah. I think it goes to six.
I think it goes to six too.
I think he did six. That's what
I think he did six. It's really hard to imagine any of these teams that are playing right now beating the Heat. Honestly, if we're gonna talk about the series next, like if there's any team right now that's hotter than the Heat or close to being as hot as the Heat, it's the Nuggets.
Denver Nuggets.
Jesus. Right? So last night, the Clippers blew a 3-1 lead to the Denver Nuggets.
I'm so fucking happy.
The first time to or are you gonna
that
say
has a bow.
Okay, okay, you're go gonna ahead, say go, go ahead, say, the say. First time a team has come back from a 3-1 deficit twice in the same playoff.
That's crazy.
I'm so glad. I hate the Clippers.
Oh, yeah. I hate the Clippers, too.
So overrated.
I love Kawhi.
They're so overrated.
I love Kawhi.
Shout out.
I root for Kawhi.
I like Kawhi. I like Kawhi.
I root
like
for him in the Spurs.
I hate everyone else besides Paul George.
I like Kawhi, but I think he's been overrated this whole season. Come on.
Nah.
Yeah, saying you're the king of LA, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, dude, I understand
it. It's not your city. You know,
those commercials, he should not have released those commercials. That's like Baker. Character for him.
That video,
like,
yeah.
Just like Baker.
Yeah, he's
if
very
quiet.
If he had
won the championship and come back, like, okay, well, he did win the championship last year, but if he had won a championship like, in LA and then put out those commercials, then that's
it
fair
makes sense because you just won. Yeah.
Yeah, but coming into a season, right, and LeBron's still the best player in basketball.
Yes, sir.
Proving that every day. Yes, still sir. The greatest basketball player of all time.
We hate LeBron slander on EBS.
We don't tolerate that shit.
We do not tolerate.
I don't tolerate that, sir. LeBron is the greatest player of all time. Right. So then,
like, come outside the bank.
Whoop, so like, since we're talking about the Clippers and like just LeBron and like, obviously like LA, Los Angeles, a big part of LA. Doc Rivers has been there for a couple years. Never made it to the conference finals. You know the Clippers have never made the conference finals ever.
I mean,
did you know that Doc Rivers has blown a 3-1 lead
three times. Yeah. Right. So just talking about this. Do you guys think he's gonna get fired?
No, I think they give him one more year.
I think they give him one more year too.
You know why? Because they're probably using excuse like, oh, it's a pandemic, a big break, new system, new player.
That but you can say that for a lot of coaches that have already gotten fired. You know what I mean?
It's yeah, like, we're gonna talk about the two big ones.
Yeah.
But the thing with him, I just think he's a good coach, and he's and like the players, he's won a championship before.
Yeah, and the players, like the Clippers, they want to go to the bubble in the Celtics.
Yeah, the Celtics,
the 2008.
Yeah. I'm a retard.
A lot of Clippers players didn't want to go to the bubble, so like they were like, you can say that. So like,
they almost shut down the whole season when all this nonsense happened in the world, right?
Yeah.
They almost shut down the season.
So the thing is, like, so a lot of people saying load management doesn't work. That's not true. I don't agree with that. I think also you got to think, bro. Like the quarantine and like the whole cancellation of the NBA season for like 3 months. Pretty much load management for the rest of the players. It just didn't help the Clippers this time.
But it hurts more players. Look what happened with the Bucks, bro.
Yeah.
That hurt them.
Yeah.
That hurt them.
Yeah, but also,
so
okay,
much.
When you load management, you're not taking off 3 months at a time. You
know I mean? Understand that.
But Doc Rivers was saying that one of the interviews, that a lot of players were winded. I'm like, you had three months and you guys didn't get in shape for this shit?
Like, well, it's hard because they got to think they close a lot of gyms.
Yeah, but like,
close a lot of things. They couldn't be in their facilities, which is where a lot of these players work out.
But like, you can.
Not everyone has an indoor.
You
basketball.
Have the money to like get outside help.
Not everyone has that though.
But Kawhi, Paul George.
Yeah, Kawhi wasn't winded.
Kawhi wasn't winded.
He said all his players. He didn't say like, oh, some of them. He said all his players.
They're just exhausted. I mean, you got to think they are playing a lot of basketball though. That's seven games in 14 days.
Exactly.
7 days where you're playing 40 minutes of basketball.
Because they're garbage.
Intense basketball. Yeah, they're garbage. I agree with you.
Garbage.
But seven.
Screw like, UC19.
That's what I think is going to. Screw UC19. But that's what I think is going to play into effect where I think the Nuggets are going to be fatigued in the next series.
Yeah.
Yes, you got to think they played 14 games in 28 days. And 14 days of games where they had to grind because they were down 3-1.
Yep. Like rough games too.
Mm-hmm. Two game sevens,
and the Lakers are coming out fresh.
Yes,
two,
sir.
They played 10 games in 28 days.
Easy Bring money.
Easy I think the Lakers money. Win in five.
I think they win in five because they've been five. Winning in five like this entire series.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I said it. Yeah.
They're gonna lose the first game,
and then
the LeBron's just gonna go crazy. Yeah.
And I hope for everyone's sake, I want to see the Nuggets blow them out game one, win by 40, just to be like, oh, who's the king now? And
just
then LeBron just
skip.
Comes back and just
watch king, see watch king, watch king.
Toma. And just hands them four straight O's.
Just see Skip talk shit
I
about LeBron.
Bro, it's going to be such a hard finals if I have to see the Heat play the Lakers.
That's, that's why I kind of want the Nuggets to win. Because I want the Heat to win, but I want LeBron to win. So like,
exactly.
It's hard.
It's so hard. It's like, I'm so like,
it would break my heart though if the Heat make it that far and win. And lose. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, lose, exactly. Lose, it's like, I'd be more devastated if they lose.
It's two great stories. Lose. It's like, because on one hand, you want the Heat to win because obviously you love Duncan Robinson, you love Tyler Hero, you love Jimmy Butler.
I love the young core. I love that we were the underdogs. Yeah. And, you know, kind of like what Philly was riding on when that won Super Bowl. You know what I mean? That we're the underdogs. The underdogs. Yeah. And then they won it, which is cool. You know what I mean? But
then LeBron. Again, I don't want to see LeBron losing in the finals because you give like just a bunch of like gas to these guys that hate LeBron. Like, oh, Skip, bro, he lost again.
3-7 in the finals.
Yeah, bro. Skip is setting himself up so if LeBron loses in the finals, because he knows that this is still a tough championship for any team. Yeah. Especially with LeBron. Like, LeBron, yeah.
No, he said it's the easiest championship.
Yeah, he says the easiest one. But this is no matter what, this is the hardest championship to win because of the 3-month break. And you see coaches like Spoelstra made adjustments where he fit Jay Crowder and Iguodala into their roles. But then on the same hand, you have the Lakers who lost probably their third most consistent player in Avery Bradley, and at least their best wing defender, right? And LeBron was doing all he could, but the truth is, in that first game, they had no answer for James Harden. Who are you going to put on Jamal Murray? Who are you going to put on Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero?
Yeah.
Just tough things, and like I do think like the team, like they just took a lot of hits, and I think Kyle Kuzma needs to show up. This is the time.
The good thing is, though, I want to say that AD can much better handle. I forgot his name, dude. Alzheimer's. Bam. No. I'm talking about the Nuggets.
Oh, Jokic. Yeah. But
he's a good passer.
AD usually plays the power forward. So, but the thing
is, he's going to have to guard him.
No. The Lakers have two really good centers, at least good defenders on that center. They have JaVale McGee and they have Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
So that'll be solved. That won't be much of a problem. The Clippers didn't have anybody like that.
No.
Ghost person was Montrez, but Montrez struggles. Like, the same thing. Like, we can say the same thing about Bam. It's just anybody struggles when you're guarding someone that's that much bigger than you.
Yeah.
And it's like, and especially Jokic, who's like, just the way he's skilled, he's not really like a dominant person.
No.
He knows how to pass. He has a lot of post moves, and he can shoot from outside.
He's a great all-around center.
Yeah. Yeah. He was telling me last night that he didn't think, like, going into the series at least, that Jokic was the best center in the NBA.
Oh, me either.
I've known that.
I didn't. I mean,
because I don't pay attention that much.
He solidified.
Yeah.
But that was a good.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, like,
much better than Al Horford.
His competition is between him and Embiid, and it's really just like choose who you like. Yeah. And yeah, Embiid has the talent to be the number one, but he hasn't shown it.
No.
So,
just cry a lot.
This will be a really good series, but I do think Lakers in five, just because that's been the trend.
Yep. Yeah.
And I think the fatigue of the Nuggets is going to catch up to them.
Yeah. But I wouldn't be surprised if they take it. I wouldn't actually not be surprised if they took it to 7.
Would you be surprised if the Lakers go up 3-1 and they take it to 7?
If they take it to 7, they lose.
I swear to God. I swear to God, at that point, I just root for the Nuggets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I would root for the Heat anymore. Celtics. Like, at that point, I'd just be like, it's Denver time.
It'd be so funny. Every series, they go down 3-1 and come back. And they do it on purpose.
I'm not going to lie to you. If I see
that would be when historic, the Lakers go, bro.
When the Lakers go 3-1, I'm going to be scared. Be real scared.
Yeah, if I was the Lakers, I'd let them take one more game. Take it to 6 on purpose.
Or like, just sweep them immediately. Like, don't take that one.
Yeah, he has to go 4-0 or 3-1.
Can you imagine if LeBron does another 3-1? Like, in the finals or something like that? Like, if they go up against
Oh, my God. That'd be crazy.
Like, if they go up against the Celtics, because then I would root against
them. But what about the Heat? 3-1 against the Heat?
I'm saying, because if they go up against the Celtics, I would root for the Lakers. Mm-hmm. And this is a classic matchup, you see?
That would be a good matchup.
Lakers versus Celtics.
Lakers-Celtics matchup, right? And then imagine if he gets down 3-1. And he just goes fucking sicko mode.
The Travi Patty. Didn't
the Travi Patty.
All right. So, like, talked a lot about those teams that are in the Eastern and Western Conference Finals. We got to talk about the teams that aren't there right now. We got the OKC Thunder mutually agreed to part ways with head coach Billy Donovan.
Correct decision.
The reason I'm asking this, right, is because OKC, everyone thought they're going to be tanking going into the season, made the playoffs.
I didn't think
they'd
make the playoffs.
I didn't think they made the playoffs either.
No one did. And they forced a game 7.
Right? Mm-hmm. So then, like, what do you think they're doing now? Do you think now they're going for the tank?
I think you have to at this point.
So then, if you think they're going for the tank, what happens to Chris Paul?
Trade him. Yeah.
Right?
Trade him for a first.
You see, this is just me like playing games with you guys. I've seen a lot of rumors that Chris Paul is going to get traded to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I 100% understand this. It's a last ditch effort to help Giannis win a championship there and keep him there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think he stays.
If he wins a championship, he does.
If he wins a championship, there's no reason for him to leave.
No. I'm saying like right now. Like right now, I don't think he wants to stay.
Well, no. I mean, he did that whole thing where he unfollowed them. He did put out a thank you tweet to them last night. I just think he realizes he can't win with the team that's there right now.
No.
If you trade for Chris Paul And you replace Eric Bledsoe, who is a really good player, like in his own right.
Pretty good.
But he's no Chris Paul.
No.
No.
Right? And Chris Paul can take over playoff games like I've never seen anybody do before.
Do you trade Chris Paul for Eric Bledsoe?
No. I mean, okay, maybe for the Thunder. Probably. They're trying to tank. Yeah, why not? But at the same time, it's like, you have to make up the money in the contract.
Yeah.
Because I know Chris Paul has a huge contract. And the
which
owner,
is why the Rockets like just want to get rid of him.
Yeah. And the owner of the Bucks came out and said that he didn't want to go over the cap space for the team.
Oh.
Which is pretty controversial to say when you have a chance of winning a championship. So you'd have to like match the contract. So that might mean that even you have to trade Chris Middleton and Bledsoe or something. I don't think you could win with both. Gone?
No.
I think you'd have to keep one. But
I think
you
keep Middleton.
Yeah, that'd be the perfect way. Like from a basketball sense, that'd be the perfect one because they play different.
Because I think if you lose Middleton and get Chris Paul, I think you're in the same situation where like you're not gonna win.
I mean, in a way, you can probably just do the same thing the Lakers did, which is like you go all in on two stars and like just like LeBron and AD, and then just let the rest of the team just figure itself out. Just sign people to veteran minimums. Just find people who have problems. Like what the Lakers did with Dwight Howard, paid off for them. Yeah. They have the best backup center in the league, and then he's getting paid next to nothing.
That's true.
So that's why I wanted to talk about that. I just want to see how likely you guys think a Chris Paul trade to Milwaukee is.
I don't know.
To Milwaukee? I don't know.
It makes sense with everything that you've thrown on me. Because I haven't thought about it this deep. I just heard Chris Paul to the Bucks. I'm like, okay. Like, I didn't think about it this deep. But it makes sense. But like, will it happen? Probably not.
I think he gets traded, but to Milwaukee.
I think there's one or two trades that will happen.
Who? Where?
And we're going into the next one.
What?
Mike D'Antoni informed the Houston front office that he's leaving the Rockets, right? And first of all, I want to talk about, like, where do you guys think he will go? Because I have a really good idea for where he's going to go. And
trust
it's been
process.
Rumored that he is in the coaching pool for that job, Philadelphia.
Trust the process.
Right? There's any coach that can figure out how to play Ben Simmons with Joel Embiid? Mike D'Antoni.
It's D'Antoni.
He figured out, like, you can say whatever you said about the Rockets this year. He figured out how to play Russell Westbrook with James Harden, and they were, the fourth seed? They're super successful with it. Mm-hmm. He figured out a way where, like, you trade, he pretty much innovated the way of basketball with a small ball lineup. Obviously, it didn't work out.
Nope.
But it got him to the playoffs. It got him pretty far. It got him to the second round of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Right? He will find a way to help Embiid and Ben Simmons play together. And those are two really talented players. Like, maybe at their peaks, could maybe be a better duo than James Harden and Benson and Russell
maybe.
Westbrook at their picks. I'm saying maybe. Yeah. If they both reach their peaks. If Ben Simmons works on the shooting
a
little
maybe.
Bit.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's a big maybe.
Shooting's what it's going to hurt him.
I mean, but he doesn't like coaching defense, and that's already a really good defensive team. Yeah, Ben Simmons, who is the best defender at the point guard position, even though he's 7 foot, so it does give him an advantage, but he can literally defend 1-5.
He's 7 foot. I thought he was 6'9".
He's close to that.
Yeah, he's tall as shit.
Yeah, he's way taller than any point guard he's guarding.
He's taller than me, which is what matters.
Well, he's taller than me, too.
He's close to
my anyone's
taller
than you.
Bro, Isaiah Thomas is taller than me. Like, actually. Like, I'm not even joking right
Your
now.
Your nephew's taller than you.
Whoa, that's a little bit too far.
Ben Simmons is reaching my height. Similarly.
Similarly.
Almost.
Right? So, I just think he'll be able to figure that out, right? But then another thing is, like, the Rockets. What do they do now? Right? And then a lot of people are saying they have to trade Russell Westbrook.
Yes.
Do you trade Russell Westbrook to the Milwaukee Bucks? I think I'd rather have Chris Paul than Russell Westbrook, if we're being honest.
I mean,
Russell Westbrook is just another one of those players that like the reason he was such a dominant basketball player was because he was athletic. And that's kind of going. And you saw LeBron completely dominate him. Like, just shred him in the last series of the playoffs. Getting chase down blocks on him. Things like that. It's
not what Milwaukee needs, though.
Yeah, it's not. And you need a shooter. Chris Paul can at least shoot decently from three.
Mm-hmm. You should better Russ. Yeah.
And you need someone who can perform in the playoffs. Chris Paul has shown he can perform in the playoffs.
Yes. Like, I don't know where he goes.
Where would it tell him like that? I didn't think about that.
Not Miami.
Russell Westbrook.
Definitely not Miami. Definitely not Miami.
No, we don't want
him. We don't mention that.
That's why last night we were talking about Giannis coming to Miami. I'm saying from like a basketball sense, like the way the game is played, our two best players don't shoot threes, Bam and Butler. So, like, from a basketball perspective, yeah, it would be better for us to get, like, a shooter. Like, I'm not saying we're going to get these guys, but, like, Klay Thompson, Stephen Curry would be great here, right?
Yeah.
But, like, Giannis can't shoot the three, so it would make no sense, like, in terms of basketball, especially when you have a bad coach, to play Giannis, who can't shoot threes, with Bam and Butler and Adebayo. I mean, with Butler, yeah.
Yeah.
That can't shoot threes. But Eric Spoelstra will figure it out.
We
and we got
shooters.
Other shooters.
Yeah, we have enough shooters.
We'll figure it out. So it's just things like that.
We
like
can use the size.
What team do you think has enough shooters that can take on Russell Westbrook?
Enough shooters that can take on Russell Westbrook. I didn't think about this.
Me either.
I didn't. This is a pop quiz.
I'm going to be honest. This is a pop quiz for me too. Because I just think it's going to be hard to get rid of that contract and dump him somewhere that could use him.
I'm trying to think of places that have enough shooters and need.
What, like Golden State maybe?
Nah. Because then you get rid of Curry? Clay?
No, I'm just talking about like.
I mean, okay. You could also just go to a place that just needs a reason to get people to buy tickets.
Well, yeah, like the Knicks.
That's one. I didn't even think about that. I was thinking about the Hornets.
The Hornets.
But the thing is, they also have Devontae Graham, and they're building a nice.
They're probably going to get LaMelo.
Terry Rozier. Oh, LaMelo too. So that's the one thing. So maybe just the Knicks.
You know what would sell tickets that I've heard about this a lot is that if they draft LaMelo and trade for Alonzo, because you got two brothers playing on the same court.
Wait, who? The Hornets? Hornets. Oh, yeah.
I think that would be cool. I'd go to Charlotte to go see a game.
Right? Go to the Hive.
Where will Russ go that has shooters ready? Jock, I don't know.
You know, I get that point.
I thought of one really quickly. I mean, obviously they have an all-star point guard already. I was thinking about Toronto. They have shooters. Pascal.
Dude, I'm trying to blank here. All I think about is the Nuggets for some reason.
Bro, no.
A team that has shooters.
They could use a driving point guard.
Yeah.
The Rockets. No, I'm joking.
I think
Houston. Thunder.
The Thunder. Oh. I don't know. I think Golden State.
Bro, that'd be so funny. They just end up trading Russell Westbrook for Chris Paul again. They just keep swapping.
Welcome
them.
Back.
Like year after year, just fucking just food reverse.
For thought. Like these are things that I think will happen.
I think Golden State could benefit from that. But maybe
a possible. But I don't know
you
if
you trade.
I mean, maybe if they just miss out on Giannis, because I know Stephen A. is saying that Giannis would be such a great fit in Golden State. Maybe they don't get Giannis, they get Russell Westbrook.
They get Russell Westbrook.
You trade Russ for Kyrie. He goes back with KD in the Nets.
Since we're on the topic,
baby,
bring in James Harden. We're back, bro. 2012 finals, bro.
What is it? Since we're talking about like hypothetical trades and stuff like that, right? Bleacher Report came out with an article, and like I didn't like plan this route. Like this is just something that just came out right now.
To the mental. This is another pop quiz.
So then saying like 30 or 32 hypothetical trades for every team.
Yeah, I think I've seen this article.
You've seen this already?
I haven't seen it. I've seen the article. I've seen the article, but I've read it.
Did you see the one for the 76ers?
No, it wasn't.
CJ McCollum and maybe like other players. I don't really know. But I'm just talking about the main two pieces. CJ McCollum from the Portland Trailblazers for Ben Simmons.
For Ben
Simmons. What the?
That'd be a good trade for both teams. That'd be crazy.
I don't know.
I don't know how I feel about
I don't know how Ben Simmons
makes me a little with
Damian Lillard.
Yeah,
that's the one thing. But then the thing is, like CJ McCollum's terrible at defending.
But really I think Damian Lillard likes having his shooter partnering his backup. Like, whoop.
I mean, I just think there's just good chemistry that you don't want to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's one thing. But also, like that team just hasn't done anything.
The real Big Ben.
They've never won a championship. They've never done anything. And maybe they just let's be honest. If there's a higher ceiling for Ben Simmons than there is for CJ McCollum.
Oh,
yeah. 100%. I'm not saying.
No. No, I get that.
We don't.
But
disagree.
it's kind of like the same reason why the
Toronto did it. Toronto broke up Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan.
But what I'm trying to allude to, it's kind of what the Bucks are doing in a way. It's like, you know, like Chris Middleton and Eric Bledsoe aren't like these fantastic players, but they fit the system that the Bucks are trying to run. Do you understand what I'm trying to say here?
No, yeah, I understand what you're saying. But then it's like, also, they fit the system, but
the
system's
losing.
Not working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not winning anything.
Yeah, I get that.
So it's how good is the system where, like, you can't change something to make it better?
I know what you mean with what the Raptors did. And it worked.
They won a championship.
I just think these would all be really cool trades. I don't know.
I mean,
I think it'd be very bold. I think one of them has to really, like, do some dumb shit. Like, not dumb shit, but, like, how Kawhi sat out. Like, that one Spurs season that everyone's like, okay.
I mean, I don't know. I think change needs to come in Philadelphia. There's something wrong there.
Oh, yeah. Trust the process, bro. It's happening.
But I think they're just so, like...
There's clearly something wrong, and there's clearly something that's not working, and they've tried and tried and tried and tried and tried.
I don't know.
All right,
so I mean, they're in a better position than New York.
That's just food for thought. Yeah, I mean, every team is.
Yeah, every team's
in. The Seattle Supersonics are in better position.
I feel
than New York
like
Knicks.
Like how I feel bad for the Bears. I feel bad for Knicks fans.
I feel bad for Clippers.
I think I feel worse for Knicks fans.
They should move
easily.
Then the Bears. Yeah, 100%.
The Clippers 100%. Should fucking move. They shouldn't be in LA anymore.
Yeah.
They should get like, their own stadium somewhere else. Like
they should,
fucking,
just, they should just be in like...
Like Rhode Island.
If they, they would go to Sacramento, they'd be there'd be more Clippers fans than Sacramento Kings fans.
Sacktown, baby.
I forgot about those teams. But they should move like somewhere else like where they have a big fan base, like fucking Rhode Island or something. Like just build
Well, no, I think it's cool now. At least when there's LeBron and Kawhi there. Maybe in the future they move. But like while there's LeBron and Kawhi there, it's just a really cool
rivalry. Yeah, the whole LA versus LA.
But
yeah.
It's not really LA versus LA. Like we know it's Lakers.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
really
it's Lakers not. Nuggets now.
I've said this. I've said this forever. The Clippers can literally win three back to back to backs.
It won't matter.
No one would give a fuck.
It's still
no
Lakers
one,
nation.
No one would give
but
a fuck.
If you ask Max, what is it? Kawhi Leonard is
the best
better
player.
Than Kobe Bryant.
Jesus fucking idiot.
Bro, Bozo. All these clowns have been exposed today. Either way.
You love to see it.
That's pretty much all the big news we have today. So there's just some fun things that I want to talk about. Daniel House, player for the Houston Rockets, got he got suspended, but he pretty much got kicked out of the bubble for inviting a woman into his condo.
I just think that was funny.
Yeah.
I knew someone would do it. I knew someone would do it.
I'm surprised.
I think he's the only one that's gotten caught.
Yeah.
Me too.
That's what I was going
to say. I know, bro. There's no way, bro. There's no way. You got to think, especially for the rookies. What happened in the Seahawks summer camp? It happened within like 2 days.
Yeah.
That guy snuck a girl in. That had to have happened in the bubble.
But like,
and you know,
how do you sneak them in?
I have no fucking idea. But what is it? The big thing with this one was that the girl, like, she wasn't completely out of the bubble. She was one of the girls that was giving, was testing all the players every day.
Was it that he just brought it to the room?
He just wanted a test.
He just wanted a test. He's just that concerned.
He just wanted
to test. To his room.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
What happened in the room?
No.
What happened in the room? Did they play Madden?
I think I don't know.
Did they have a Madden tournament like Lakers are?
I don't know. Maybe they're just having a wrestling tournament. You know,
they're just playing Mario Kart or something.
They're just such big.
Dude,
fans
they're playing
of Gronk.
Smash Bros. And it's fine.
Yeah, maybe
they're just such big fans of Gronk. They just love the WWE. Mm-hmm. Now he's the WWE champion. They
just
want to
choke slam there.
He just choke slam there. And then the next thing is like, we already someone talked about this. Giannis and following all his teammates. I just want to give a shout out and say, bring him to Miami. We take him.
Mm-hmm.
Take us. I would love him in the Heat jersey.
We take him. He's Giannis. I take him. Even though like
and
I
he's
said
following
earlier,
LeBron's path.
That
bro, 10
years
that
is that's crazy. So exact, bro. Dude. It's fucking crazy.
Wild.
Which is why I think it would happen.
Why not? Like he's not winning Milwaukee. Like it's not working. So
just come home.
Even if he don't win this year, they still made it further than they did. So like,
yep,
he needs a change.
Statistically, you're correct.
Yeah,
statistically, like, the Clippers made it farther than the Bucks too.
But he's not going to Clippers.
Everybody won. No, I'm not saying he's going to Clippers. I'm just saying
the Denver Nuggets made it farther than the Bucks.
Everyone's made it farther than the Clippers.
The Bucks.
I mean, then more the Bucks farther than the Bucks.
Not everyone.
Yeah,
but the Raptors did.
The Pacers did it.
The games.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool.
We're talking about the good teams, all right, guys. Yeah. We're talking about the actual NBA teams, not the Pacers.
The competitors.
Oh my God. Next thing I know, you guys are going to bring up the Philadelphia 76ers. Jesus Christ.
They're a solid organization.
All right. Trust the next thing I want to talk about, right?
What?
This is just for fun, bro. The Chargers have the best jerseys in the league.
Debatable.
The powder blue. No.
I like
the powder blue.
I like it, though.
I like the blue. Yeah.
The powder blue is the nicest jersey in the league.
I was going to get a Melvin Gordon jersey in that color.
I was thinking about today. If I were to get a Chargers jersey, I'd get a Derwin James one. And I'd get that powder blue. That'd be cool as fuck.
Or Boza. Yeah.
I'd get Nick Boza.
Yeah, obviously, but you need a Chargers jersey.
I want
to.
I hope
I love Derwin James.
Herbert succeeds.
I hope so too. And he looked pretty good in Hard Knocks.
He looked like he's enjoying himself playing that fucking Fall Guys in the stadium.
Was that him playing Fall Guys?
Yeah, it was him. It was him.
I didn't know that.
I know who the other guy was, but it was him.
I didn't know.
Refresh rate.
Talking about how they have the best jersey in the league in that powder blue, and you can keep your debatable to yourself. We don't want to hear that on this podcast. They have the worst fucking jerseys.
Who do you think? I think has the best jerseys.
You're probably going to say the Steelers.
Yeah, of course. The color of his jersey is beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Shut up.
That's extremely biased. Okay. You know what I mean?
Bumblebee.
Fuck out of here.
All right. But they also have the worst jersey in the league. Did you see him this past Sunday?
The who?
They didn't look good.
The Chargers.
They did not. Because they flipped it, right?
It was white on top, yellow pants, and blue socks.
It just didn't look good.
It looked absolutely terrible. That was the worst thing I've ever seen. And I remember seeing Pat McAfee talk about it. And when I saw it like in the picture, it didn't look that bad. And he's just like, oh, bro, like I've just never been a fan of yellow pants. Those yellow pants
are
the worst.
Oh, my God. I knew something was off when I started watching the Bengals game. Because I watched it for a little bit. And I was like,
we glanced at it.
I feel wrong watching this.
My eyes were being harassed by those jerseys.
It looks horrible.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's not that good. I don't understand how you can have such a good design for your home jerseys or your away jerseys and then have such a bad design for your home jerseys.
Yeah.
It's terrible. That's literally all I want to do today.
That's all for us today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in for another episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. Just give us a follow at our Twitter, Instagram, _EBSports, YouTube, TikTok, coming soon. But that's all for us. Peace out, guys.
See ya.